The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
February's come to call, bringing with it cold air and snowfall across the Upper Cumberland. Punxsutawney Field predicts 6 more weeks of winter, but you can bet that things are going to heat up here in Byrdstown tonight. 21st-year head coach Rob Edwards has brought his 17-2 dogs around the southern borders of Delhalla Lake to face his nemesis, the hated Pickett County Bobcats. The black and gold have met Pickett more than any other team during Edwards' tenure, and this evening Joseph Amonette and his 15-4 Bobcats try to win the series' latest installment. Not to be forgotten are the 14-6 Lady Dogs and head coach Matt Walker, who looked to pull the season sweep of Brent Smith and the 13-6 Lady Bobcats for the first time since 2013, while securing District 6A second seed. Tonight's the kind of night that basketball's made for, and it's about to get personal. It's Pickett against Clay, Bobcats against Bulldogs, round two.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Park, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc. accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control, when Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton, Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is the CarQuest pregame show, folks, in our eighth broadcast of the basketball season. For the fourth time this year and the third straight broadcast, we're on the road with Clay County. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll be doing most of the announcing tonight. Later on, former head coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson will add commentary for us. And for now, I'm joined by the man who'll keep all the stats while breaking down the most intricate parts of the game, Thomas Luger.
Thank you for the kind introduction, Daniel. Good to be here with you, as always. Even though we're kind of in the enemy territory up here in Burkestown.
We are. Always a tough place to play. Crowd restrictions taking away some of that atmosphere once again, though.
Yeah, I agree. Pretty good-sized crowd so far compared to what we've seen this year. And there's not many nights we've got a doubleheader like this, Daniel. You know, Clark Range is all about the girls. At Jackson County is kind of about the boys. Tonight, it's about both teams here at Piatt County. The Lady Dogs playing to win the regular season. The boys playing to win the regular season district title, and the Lady Dogs trying to secure second place to get that double bye and play at home in the district tournament. It doesn't get a whole lot better than this, especially here in Upper Cumberland.
It don't. And for us, it's a treat because, like you said, a lot of times we're going into it looking at one of them in particular. Tonight, it is both of them, and it's going to be a great night.
And we wouldn't be here to witness it without our sponsors. We can't thank them enough for getting on board. We hope folks out there will go and do business with them. And, of course, the Horizon Sports Network, just an extension of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, which comes out every week. And we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game. We've got much more to come prior to these big district battles getting to play out here in front of us tonight. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show coming up next after these words from our generous sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Dale Hall Horizon recap segment. But tonight, we're going to let our listeners read about those Jackson County wins in the paper, Daniel, and use this time to honor a couple of fallen legends.
Any time that a Clay County Sports Hall of Fame member passes away, we'd like to make mention of it. We've got to get caught up, first of all, on Mr. Earl Davis, who passed away on Monday, December 7th, 2020, at age 81. He was born back in 1939 in Monroe County, Kentucky, to the late Burton and Eulalia Davis. He was preceded in death by one brother and six sisters, spent the majority of his career as a farmer, enjoyed fishing, gardening, and watching football. Mr. Earl Davis is survived by his wife, Wilma Young Davis, two daughters, seven grandchildren, 12 great-grandchildren, one brother, several nieces and nephews, many cousins and friends. And Thomas Davis was inducted into the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame in that inaugural class back in 2010. He was an absolute football star from 1955 to 1958, where he is a four-year starter. He set the standard as a fullback on offense that generations have tried to live up to, that legend that he set, played linebacker on defense, a force to be reckoned with on that side of the ball, started every game of his career, and it's believed that he's the only Clay County athlete to ever be offered a scholarship to the University of Tennessee in Knoxville, where he did report to practice on a four-year scholarship for the Vols, but his mother's ill health forced him to return home shortly afterward.
Just like you said, Daniel, inaugural class, That says it all right there. Everybody knew who Earl Davis was and the sports legacy he left behind, and unfortunate to lose a legend.
Another who has passed away of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame members, Mr. Paul Martin Garrett. He passed from this life at the age of 84 on Thursday, January 28, 2021. He was born in Adams, Tennessee in 1936 to the late Grady Paul and Isabel Buford Garrett. He was a farmer, a member of the Adams Church of Christ, a loving husband, father, and grandfather. He survived by 3 daughters, 6 grandchildren, 8 grandchildren, 8 great-grandchildren, and a host of nieces, nephews, family, and friends. Mr. Paul Martin Garrett, a 2017 member of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. He was inducted as a heritage member for his time playing football and basketball from 1952 to 1955. He's best remembered as being a junior and senior on those 1954 and 55 Tobacco Bowl teams, Thomas. And I can't help but mention the night that he was inducted back in January 2018. His mother at that time still living. She was in attendance, I think, 100 years old. I believe she got a bigger round of applause than the 5 inductees that night.
I think you're right. It was a special moment for sure, Daniel.
One other quick thing I'll mention about Mr. Garrett. When we interviewed him, he told us about a time when they were playing basketball in Byrdstown, and the gym was so cold that night that at halftime, one of the players came back out wearing their coveralls and played the second half in coveralls. Fortunately for us tonight, pretty warm here.
It is, Daniel. Well, that wraps up our honoring those legends, and folks, we'll be right back with more of the CarQuest Free Game Show as we get ready for Clay County and Pickett County here in Byrdstown on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender.
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, and it's time for Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, what's Salina's most famous elephant got for us tonight?
Well, Daniel, when I went by Ollie's today, Tipsy said tonight, ladies always going to have to.
I was muted.
Oh, let's try that one more time.
Tipsy said tonight the lady dogs are going to have to stay the course and battle this one out, because these are two evenly matched teams. Looking back at the stats from the last meeting where Clay County just won by 7, every category was a dead heat. Same shooting percentage, both made 5 threes, rebounds and turnovers both even. The only stat that was different was at the free throw line. Clay County shot 70%, Pickett County 40%. They went 8 for 20. That was the difference in my opinion. That, you know, they left a dozen points on the floor. And that just goes to show you how even these two teams are and what a battle is going to be tonight, don't you think, Coach Sim?
Yeah, I agree. I expect a real close game. Hopefully we can play as good a defense. I thought, defensively we played really well at home. Well enough offensively, but if you can hold Pickett in the 40s like we did down there, I think it gives you a really good chance to win. I really think we can score in the 50s anyway against them. And according to Brent, they had been playing very good. He said, should have lost at Red Bull another night. And said, went to Albany Sunday and didn't play good at all. But they'll probably step up and play better against us. We just got to be ready, and play our game. If we do, I think we'll be all right.
Coach Walker, of course, coaching against his alma mater here. He's had four prior contests in this gym, Coach Sims. 0-4 record here. Is that getting by his head a little bit as a coach?
I don't think so. You know, last year we didn't play good here or at our place. So, you know, every year is different. You know, I don't think it's in his head. Of course, Pickett's probably had a little better, well, I don't know about better talent, but we've been evenly matched the last few years. You know, we've been able to beat them some, and last year didn't fare too well. But, yeah, I think Matt's all right.
This, of course, for second place, essentially, in the district. Huge game tonight that we're getting ready to witness here between these teams. That's been the, not the full coverage final word, Tipsy's final take. Let me get on the right page. That's been Tipsy's final take, sponsored by Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today.
Member FDIC.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invite you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from the air to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from the air to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no money down, low cost financing, heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Welcome back here to the CarQuest pregame show, and it's about to wrap up as we do the Subway Girls starting lineups. First of all, starting for the home team, Pickett County Lady Bobcats. We'll talk about their record and their coach first. Head coach Brent Smith, 26th season overall, 14th as the girls coach up here in Byrdstown. They are 13-6 on the year, 8-2 in the district. Starting for Pickett County, junior number 3, Jasmine Brown, and then four seniors. Number 32, Chloe Burden. Number 24, Abby Bilbrey. Number 21, Bailey Evans. And number 11, Kendall Luddick. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, head coached by Matt Walker. Fifth season overall, 98 wins to 51 losses. 14-6 record this season, 9-2 in district 6A play. Starting for Clay County, a freshman, number 2, Bella Ashlock. A sophomore, number 23, Bradley Burgett. A junior, number 5, Eliza Jenkins. A senior, number 20, Rachel Copas. And a senior, number 24, Katie Arms. The girls' starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina. Because at Subway, fresh is what we do. It is time for basketball here in Byrdstown, Tennessee. Clay County wearing their black jerseys and black shorts trimmed in gold tonight is the visiting team. Pickett County wearing their white jerseys and white shorts. They have gold numerals on them. Might even call it yellow compared to Clay County's gold. Looks like Pickett County going to be shooting at the hoop to our right during the first half of play. Clay County going to be shooting at the hoop to our left. And it is time. Abby Bilbrey, the senior, and Bella Ashlock, the freshman, step into tip-off. Whistle blows, ball's in the air, and it's underway, controlled by Pickett County. Lady Bobcats have it out at left wing. Now into the high post, driving the right side of the lane is number 34, Shayla Wood, who actually got the start tonight. And she's fouled. She'll go to the line.
No, she got blocked.
No, it was
ball knocked out of bounds.
Yeah, she blocked the shot, knocked it out.
Inbound play for Clay County, or for Pickett County. Burton with it, right wing. Dribbles baseline, cut off by Jenkins. They swing back to the left side. Three-pointer taken by Evans, no good. Rebounded by Burton. Pickett County keeps it alive for another possession. Double dribble called against Coley Burton. Clay County taking over.
Coach Smith starting off a little different. He took Bilbrey outside and let her penetrate the last time around. He's posting her up this time,
yeah.
Coach.
Yeah. He'll move her around the whole game, I'd say.
Clay County with the basketball. Copas out top. Swings to Jenkins at left wing. Now Birch at baseline. She kicks it back out to Katie Arms at right wing, who goes to Copas in right corner. Rachel starts to go baseline, circles back out, gets things reset. Ashlock in the corner, now Arms out top. Coach Walker up early in this one, sending instructions into his girls. Jenkins with it at right wing, swings across to Copas at left wing. Rachel penetrates the high post, and they say she traveled.
She's come out playing a boxing one.
Is that what it is? That's yep. What I was trying to figure out. I didn't know
sure
if it was
is.
2-3 matchup.
I thought it was 2-3 at start, but I seen that one following Katie everywhere she goes.
Okay.
Long two-pointer taken by Luddick. No good. Rebound to Katie Arms. Arms with it across the timeline quickly. Drives the left side of the lane, tried to kick the Burchett across the paint, and the ball kicked by Pickett County. Clay County going to inbound from beneath their own goal. Copas going to work it in. She finds Ashlock 6 feet from the bucket, and she's called for a travel. So Pickett County with a double dribble, Clay County with two travels early, Coach.
Yeah, that's good for us.
Just a few jitters here. Big game. We talked about it. A lot of build-up to this one right here, and you can kind of see it playing out.
Bilbrey with it for Pickett County. Drives across the timeline, kicks to Evans in the corner. She loses the handle, gets it now to Luddick. Luddick to Burton. Burton hands off to Wood. Wood to Bilbrey. Bilbrey inside. And a travel call. 6:22 mark of this first quarter, and it's 0-0 still. Each team with two turnovers, two ball handling infractions.
This is more like a matchup here.
He's in a 2-3 now.
Copas fires a three, no good. Rebound Katie Arms. Arms has it taken away from her by Evans. Evans to the hoop, and that ball knocked out of bounds by Katie Arms. Katie hustling down, knocking the ball away before Evans could lay it in. Pickett County to inbound. Still 0-0, 6:03 mark. Luddick on the inbound, loses the handle. Swatted away from her by Burchett. Pickett County going to inbound again.
Getting a lot of blocked shots early.
Yeah. Pickett County on the inbound. Wood out top. Swings it to Luddick at right wing, who's defended by Burchett. Cross court now to Evans. Back out top to Burton. Burton has Jenkins on her. Handed off to Wood. Shayla Wood working against Katie Arms. Drives to the hoop. Misses the shot. Rebound Rachel Copas. Copas playing with a full head of steam. Kicks it to Arms. Katie Arms called for a travel.
Man.
I just...
Turnover.
30-second timeout taken by head coach Brent Smith. Wants to talk to his girls. 5:37 mark, first quarter, 0-0.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, 5:30 mark, first quarter, 0-0 the score. Pickett County with the basketball. Bilbrey right wing, swings to Evans in left corner. Now back inside to Bilbrey, who's posted up against Burchett, and a foul going to be called, the first of the contest.
Like a little different look from Coach Walker there, maybe a zone look.
Well, that's kind of figure out. I didn't really.
Bella Ashlock getting the foul.
Look.
Pickett County on the inbound. Foul was on the floor. Burton with it out top, working against Jenkins. Dribbles to the right. Now goes baseline. Circles back to the left. Jenkins there all over, doing a nice job. Ball handed off to Luddick, who's working against Burchett. Now giving back to Burton. Burton at right elbow, kicks to Luddick, who fires a three, no good. Rebound, Rachel Copas. Copas to Burchett. Burchett across the timeline for Clay County. The right elbow, pulls up, dishes off to Jenkins, who fires a three, no good. Rebound, Bilbrey. 0-0, 4:45 mark, first quarter. Bilbrey with it into the paint. Crossover move, and they're going to call a foul. I'm assuming Riley Burchett going to be called. Bilbrey going to go to the line to shoot two. We're halfway through this first quarter almost, and it's still scoreless as Bilbrey misses that first free throw. 4:43 mark, 0-0. Abby Head checks in. Eliza Jenkins checks out.
We talked about these teams being even. I guess they are.
Yeah.
Bilbrey finally getting points on the board.
They got a score.
1-0. 4:35 and ticking. Copas with it out top for Clay County. Kicks to Abby Head at right wing. Her three-pointer no good. Kept alive by Ashok. Bilbrey comes up with it, though. Abby Bilbrey the other way. Dishes off to Shiloh Wood. And now the foul's starting to be called.
I didn't see that.
Early it was travels on both squads, and now Clay County getting the touch fouls called as Abby Head picks up her first personal. Third team foul for Clay County. Pickett with none at this point. Pickett County on the inbound. Burton with it out top. Checking out the defense, and they call her for the carryover. Say she got her hand under the ball.
That's another thing you don't see called very much anymore. Well, back 40 years ago, they called up a lot.
Did they?
If you did that, but well, they let you get by with anything else about.
4:15 mark, first quarter, 1-0. Pickett County with the lead. Katie Arms, left wing. Now Ashlock, who has a baseline jumper blocked by Luddick. Ball goes out of bounds. Clay County going to work it inside. We've yet to see a post move by Riley Burchett in this contest. She continues to be quiet from the post. Copas works into Burchett. Burchett at left wing. Now gives up the head out top. Swings to Copas right wing. She thought about pulling a trigger on a long three. Drives inside. 8-foot jumper no good. Rebound Luddick. Luddick ahead to Burton. Burton across the timeline to the hoop. Ball knocked out of bounds by Clay County. Pickett County maintains possession. 3:50 mark, first quarter. Pickett County 1, Clay County 9. Evans inbound for Pickett. They work it into Luddick out top. Coach Sims, we talked about how Clark Range was graduating essentially half their team. Pickett County in similar shape. 4 seniors at start. Coach Smith going to have a big rebuilding year next year.
Yes, he will. I was talking to him before the game. He said, well, it'd be 34, whatever her name is, and a bunch of freshmen probably next year.
Shiloh Wood, 34, the junior that's out there. Bilbrey inside working against Ashlock. She's called for the travel. We've already seen more travels and double dribbles and things of that nature than we might see in a whole contest, Thomas.
Yeah, should have been keeping up with them. I don't have anything wrote down except for one free throw so far. Pickett County leads 1-0, Daniel. 3 minutes left here in the first quarter.
Clay County with the basketball. They try to work inside the Ashlock. She comes back out with it, gives to Copa. She fires a long three. Good. Knocked it down about 6 feet behind the line, left wing.
Got us on the board.
3-1 the score. Clay County in front. Biggest lead in the contest for either squad. 2:55 and ticking. First quarter. Evans with it right wing. Works to Burton. Now Bilbrey fires a three top of the key. It's good. Now the points start to fall. 4-3. Pickett in front by one. 2:40 and ticking. First quarter. Copas with it for Clay County. Eliza Jenkins over at the scorer's table waiting to check back in. Ball work to Burchett. She drives baseline. Reverse layup blocked by Bilbrey. Goes out of bounds. Clay County going to get the opportunity to shoot again. Jenkins back in. Bella Ashlock goes out. So on the floor for Clay County, Copas, Jenkins, Burchett, Arms, and Abby Head. Burchett with it into the paint. Layup, no good. Abby Bilbrey called for the over-the-back foul. First foul called against Pickett County. Bilbrey's first personal. Copas inbound. Works into Jenkins. She's at the free throw line. Swings back to Kofis, left wing. Rachel inside to Burchett. Now Burchett to Jenkins at right block. Her shot good. Lady Dogs up 5-4. Pickett County throws it away. Bilbrey trying to hit Evans on the cut. Chance for Clay County to capture some early momentum here.
Yeah, Brent's got a real detailed defense. Playing box one trip, next trip straight 2-3. But when Brady gets the ball, he's doubling her. He can come up with some good, pretty good defenses. The year that we won the state, man, we had a heart. He threw all kind of junk at us. We won both times that year, but it was hard, especially up here.
Do Clay County adding two more? Bradley Burchett. Do most of the girls, as a rule, recognize that themselves? Is that something that you've got to communicate into them?
Coach has got to see. Some of them might, but most of the time not. The girl that's being matched with probably knows something's going on, you know. But I remember up here right now, they played a triangle, too, and they matched on Sydney and double-teamed Coop in the paint. Dar dressed them shoot. And we couldn't hit it. I put everybody in. I had in to see if they could hit one. And we finally hit enough shots the second half to get a little lead, hang on and win. And as I remember, the game at our place wasn't a whole lot different.
Pickett County traveled on their last possession. Clay County back with it now. Copas called for the travel. She's in disbelief.
You guys got some walk calls on tonight.
Minute 16 left in this first quarter. 7-4 the score. Zoe Hayes checking in for Clay County. It is Clay County with that 3-point lead, 7-4. On the floor for Clay County, Jenkins, Hayes, Arms, Burchett, and Head. Pickett with the basketball. Luddick left wing gives it up to number 12. That's Aminette. Allie Aminette, the freshman. She dishes down low to Luddick. Luddick has it stolen from her by Hayes, but Luddick gets it back. Her shot no good. Got her on rebound. Putback attempt. She was fouled and it'll go to the line. I believe Hayes calling for the foul. First personal for Zoe. 14 foul for Clay County. 57.8 seconds left on this first quarter clock. As Luddick said, the line to shoot two. First one's away and good, making it 7-5. Clay County with a 2-point lead. Copas checks back in. Abby Head checks out. Second one's away by Luddick. No good. Rebounded by Shiloh Wood. Wood loses the handle on it. Copas comes up with the loose ball. Rachel dribbles across the timeline. 45 seconds and ticking here. Have to see what Coach Walker wants to do. Low scoring first quarter. More turnovers than points so far combined.
Looks like they're in that diamond or boxing one here on this possession. Like you say, Coach, number three,
yeah,
like Mason with
diamond there now.
Katie.
One trip it's straight 2-3. Next trip it's some kind of a matchup. Either a boxing one or a diamond one or...
How hard is that on Pickett's players playing so many different things?
Well, if they're prepared, it's not hard at all. You know, you've got a call for each one. Everybody's got a spot to go, so you know, they go do it. It's preparation. You know, you've got to – it's something you can't just put in mid-game. You got to work on it for a couple of days to be ready.
Down to 5 seconds now in this first quarter. Hayes with it. Fires a three. Right wing, no good. Rebounded by Luddick. Time expires. First quarter in, Jaron Burchtown. It's Clay County 7, Pickett County 5.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties into Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill, view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Are you looking to fix that?
washed out driveway. Back here
live
maybe
for
getting
this
ready
second
to
quarter.
Tackle that bigger project that you had on the back burner.
That
young
truck and commercial so good it don't want to turn off. Clay County with the ball to start this second quarter. Cope with 6 foot jumper. It's good. Clay County in front, 9-5. 7:45 and ticking. Second quarter. Luddick fires a long two. No good rebound. Burchett. Burchett gives off to Copas. Copas across the timeline. Swings it over to Hayes at right wing. Zoe Travel. Thanks to double dribbles. Bella Ashlock and Hallie Buford checking into the contest. Sitting down is going to be Zoe Hayes and Eliza Jenkins. That makes on the floor for Clay County, Hallie Buford, Bella Ashlock. So the two freshmen accompanying them, sophomore Bradley Burchett, and the seniors, Rachel Copas and Katie Arms. Pickett County with the ball. Clay County with a four-point lead, 9-5. Burton out top. Swings it into the corner. Now back to Luddick. Now to Bilbrey. She's been quiet so far. Everybody's been quiet so far.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, 5 points for Pickett, 9 for Clay County.
She's hit. Got 3 of their 5.
Bilbrey with it. Working against Ashlock, kicks off to Luddick. Now Luddick hands off to a teammate. That's Wood, who drives a wild shot. Goes off the backboard, rebounded by Katie Arms. Katie across the timeline for the Lady Dogs. Works to Ashlock at right wing. Now inside the Copas. Now back out to Ashlock. Now across to Buford. She fires a 3 left wing. No good. Rebounded by Copas. Put back good. Rachel has turned into a great rebounder. She's pulled a lot of boards down here over the last couple of games.
Yeah, really impressive, especially from a point guard position. You see Coach Walker kind of using her in the middle, though, there that zone, leaving her there able to rebound.
He's letting Katie be the ball handler, taking that one way out, and it's kind of leaving the middle open, so she's kind of flashing in and getting some good looks.
Katie Arms called for the personal foul. Jasmine Brown at the line to shoot two, misses the first. 5 team fouls against Clay County. 2 more, and Pickett will be in the bonus. Second one was also missed, rebounded by Shayla Wood. Her foot back good. A bad set of circumstances there for Clay County. Both free throws missed, but they come away with 2 points as Wood puts it back in. 11-7 now the score. Lady Dogs with a 4-point lead. And this 2-possession lead early feels like a lot because it's been so slow on points early. Ashlock, 6-foot jumper, no good. Rebounded put back good by Bradley Burchett. And that's what we need. We need Burchett scoring in the paint. Pickett with it. Ball in the hands of Wood. She has it stripped away from her by Ashlock. Ashlock ahead to Burchett. Burchett across the timeline. Slows it down. Hands off to Copas. Rachel going to reset paint. Her pass stolen by Brown for Pickett County. She gives off to Wood. Wood at left wing. Now Bilbrey. Bilbrey to Luddick. Defended by Burchett at right wing. Luddick drives the left side of the paint, loses the handle, picks it back up. Wild shot's up, and it's good.
Yeah, she kind of slung out enough to happen to go in.
13-9 now the score. Lady Dogs leading by 4. Copas, 3-point attempt. Left wing, yeah! Second shot from distance made by Copas early in this one. Copas turning into a great scorer here down the stretch of her senior year. Luddick in the paint. Underhanded layup. No good. Rebound Rachel Copas. Copas across the timeline quickly. Ahead to Ashlock. Ashlock to Arms. She fires a 3. Yeah! Knocks it down. And with this flurry of points out of Clay County, making it 19-9, head coach Brent Smith calls a timeout. 5:05 left in the second, and Clay County's hot.
And gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
The wait is over.
Back here in Birdstown.
You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when...
It's a delay on my space bar, I'm afraid, Daniel.
Back here live, 5 minutes left in this second quarter. Clay County with a commanding 10-point lead. As Luddick fires a 3 for Pickett, no good. Rebounded and put back, though, by 34, Shayla Wood. 19-11, Wood doing a good job cleaning up missed shots in the paint. For Pickett County. Ashlock with it across the timeline. Working against Burton. She loses the handle, gets it back, hands off to Buford. Buford gives it immediately back to Ashlock. Now Burchett. Burchett drives against Bilbrey, spins, shot up and blocked by Bilbrey. Bilbrey, one of the better shot blockers I've watched play.
She is. She's long, and she knows how to do it without fouling, doesn't she, Coach?
Yeah, she's long-armed, and she does a good job.
Clay County working it in to Burchett on the inbound. Now to Arms. Arms drives the paint. Shots up and good, and she's fouled. Katie's going to go to the line to try to complete the three-point play. And it's at least two, three, sometimes four times a game we see that out of Katie Arms.
Yeah, she's become a really good penetrator. Kind of slung that dub and kind of just went in, you know, but good for us. She got a three-point play. But she is a good penetrator.
Hit the free throw, 4:20 left in the second, 22-11 the score. Clay County currently has Pickett County doubled up. Burchett taking a breather. Jenkins back in the contest. On the floor for Clay County is Jenkins, Ashlock, Arms, Copas, and Buford. Jenkins comes up with a steal. She comes across the half court. Dishes off to Arms. Arms at right or left wing. Drives inside. 8-foot running jumper. No good. Rebound Bilbrey. She passes ahead to Wood. Wood all the way to the hoop and scores. 22-13 now the score. Buford coming across the timeline for Clay County. She's at left wing, wants to drive baseline, ends up backing up, handing off to Jenkins. Eliza with it, top of the key.
Now we're looking at a man-to-man, looks like here.
Jenkins hands off to Copas.
Yeah, they went man now.
Copas firing a three. No good, too strong off the back of the iron. Rebound Coy Burton. Burton now ahead to Bilbrey. Bilbrey in the paint, shot up, no good, but she was fouled by Ashlock. Bella picks up her second personal, the only Lady Dog with more than one foul, and that's the sixth team foul against Clay County.
I guess after we made those two or three threes in a row, he decided to better go man, try to take that away anyway.
Bilbrey hits the first free throw, making it 22-14. Cherokee Upton checking in. Bradley Burchett also coming back out. Timeout taken, I think this one called by Coach Walker. 3:23 left in this second quarter, Clay County 22, Pickett 14.
When it comes to accessing your personal funds, with Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Birchtown, where Clay County leads 22-14. Pickett County, Abby Bilbrey at the free throw line, Daniel. Rachel Copas leading Clay County with double figures, 10 points already.
Of Clay County's 22, almost half. Bilbrey hits that second one, making it 22-15. Clay County with the basketball. Jenkins out top with it. Luddick's defending her, almost kind of backs off of her. Daring her to shoot that three. She passes off to Burchett. Burchett now gives to Copas. Copas working against Shayla Wood. Now swung back up to Jenkins. Eliza does fire the three-pointer. No good. Rebounded by Bilbrey. Coach Smith up encouraging his girls to play quickly. They work ahead to Luddick. Luddick shot up. No good, but she was fouled. Copas picked up the foul there. The scorer's table is opposite the floor from us up here, so when those fouls are called, I wait until the PA announcer calls out who committed the foul. Making sure I get it right, that was Rachel's first, Clay County's seventh team foul. So through this final 2:55 of the second quarter, Pickett County going to be in the bonus. Luddick hit one of those, making it 22-16. So after Clay County jumped out by 11, Coach, 22-11, Pickett County on a 5-0 run here.
Yeah, we need to score. We've been on 22 for a while.
Back to a six-point game as a foul's going to be called against Coy Burton. Only the second team foul. No, I missed a few. Burton has two. That's the one I missed. She has two. Bilbrey has one. So three team fouls for Pickett. Jenkins didn't, man. From in front of the picket bench, works into Upton at right wing. Now across court to Burchett. Burchett in the paint, working against Bilbrey. Shots up, no good. They're letting Bilbrey get away with a lot of contact down there.
Yeah, they are.
Ball rolls out of bounds. And it was last touched by Clay Kenny. So Pinky with an opportunity here, Thomas, to cut into what's only now a 6-point lead.
Yeah, Pinky County doing a great job. You mentioned it, the run to cut that double-digit lead down real quick here in this second quarter.
2:15 in ticking. Second quarter. Bailey Evans fires a three. No good. Rebounded by, was that Wood again? Shayla Wood getting another rebound, putting it back up. We've got to get a body
on
her.
She's killing us on the boards.
Two minutes left. Second quarter, 22-18. All of a sudden, we're back to a four-point contest.
And Wood's got eight in this quarter also.
Most of them on cleanup duty down there. Arms fires a long three. Top of the key. Ends up hitting the back of the iron, bouncing up and hitting the support cable, blowing the ball dead. Piggy County taking back over. Abby Head checks in. Turkey Upton checks out. So on the floor for Clay County, Burchett, Kofas, Arms, Jenkins, and Head. Minute 40 and ticking. Piggott County with the basketball. 4-point game. Clay County does have a lead, 22-18. Jenkins on the floor fighting for a loose ball. Jump ball going to be called. Pickett had the possession arrow in their favor.
Great defensive pressure there by the senior Rachel Kofas. Causing
last them. Seven guard Bibry. I'm surprised they're not taking advantage of the size difference.
On the inbound, Katie Arms comes up with a steal. One-on-one between her and Wood. Crossover move. She scores. Katie Arms adding two more, pulling Clay County out by now six. Luddick with it, out top of Pickett. Swings to Wood at left wing. Wood working against Arms. Gives it back to Luddick. They are flashing Milbury through the paint, but finally now they get it to her at the top of the key. Just not had it in her hands close to the goal. Three-pointer taking a miss by Luddick. Rebound Milbury. Milbury going to put it back up. Actually, she loses the ball. It was knocked out of her hand by Kofas. Picked it back up. Gave to Wood. And a foul going to be called on Bradley Burchett. Shayla Wood drove the whole crowd. At least the Clay County fans expected a charge call.
Yeah, I did too.
Defensive foul called against Burchett, and we've got Wood at the line to shoot two. Second personal for Bradley. Her and Bella Ashlock both have two. Copas has one foul. Arms has one foul. Zoe Hayes a foul, and Abby Head a foul, making 18 fouls for Clay County. Wood knocks down the free throw. Hallie Buford checking back in, and Burchett checking out. 58.5 seconds left in this first half. Second free throw's away, also good by Wood, drawing it back to a 4-point game, 24-20. Clay County with the advantage. Kofas going to slowly walk across the timeline. 50 seconds left in the first half. Coach Walker up, sending instructions into his senior point guard. They put the ball into motion, head with it at right wing, gives to Jenkins, top of the key. Jenkins defended by Burton, swings it to Buford. Buford now back to Kofas. Down to 30 seconds. Kofas killing time with it, defended by Evans. Hands off to Jenkins. Jenkins drives baseline, keeps the play alive, and a kick called is the ball. Ball was knocked away from Jenkins by a Pickett player. 17.6 seconds on the clock. Coach Smith not happy with that call.
Coaches aren't usually happy with calls that go against them.
Kofas on the inbound. Works it into Arms. 15 seconds in the second quarter. Jenkins now right corner. Circles out top. Into the paint. Running left-handed layups. Good.
Good.
26-20, 5 seconds left. Bilbrey ahead to Burton. Burton at right wing, back to Bilbrey. She drives inside of the paint. 8-foot jumper at the buzzer, no good. We're through two quarters here in Burkstown. Clay County, 26. Pickett County, 20.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591.
because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Byrdstown, Tennessee, where Clay County leads Piggott County 26-20 here at halftime. Slow start for both teams as Clay County only led 7-5 at the end of the first quarter and then outscored the Lady Bobcats 19-15 in the second stanza to claim this 6-point halftime lead. Clay County was up by as many as 11 midway through the second, 22-11. Piggott County ripped off a 7-0 run to cut it back to 4 points. And then Liza Jenkins made a two at the end of the first half to put Clay County ahead 26-20. Jenkins has 4 points for Clay County. Katie Arms has 8 at halftime. Briley Burchett has 4. And the senior Rachel Copas leading the way with 10 points in the first half. For Piggott County, she scoreless. Shayla Wood has 10 for Piggott County. Abby Bilbrey being held to 6 so far tonight. And Kendall Luddick has 4 points for the Lady Bobcats. Again, Clay County leads 26-20 here at halftime in Byrdstown. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric.
Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any.
Welcome back here to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. 3 minutes left before the start of this second quarter. Clay County leading 26-20. It's time now to do the Budget Pest Control Girls 6A update. Recent district action this past Friday, it was Clark Range beat Monterey 71-28. Clay County beat Jackson County 77-46. Piggott County beat Red Bullen in overtime 59-56. Gordons will beat Trousdale 66-52. On Saturday night, it was Jackson County beating Gordonsville 46-38. And last night, on Monday, Clark Range beat Jackson 75-21. Coach Sims, you picked two of those contests the other night. Pickett over Red Bullen and Gordonsville over Trousdale. So 2-0 for you.
Well, that's good. Yeah, I almost missed the Red Bullen game, but they pulled it out in overtime.
Tonight's games, 16-4 Clark Range at 1-14 Trousdale. 14-6 Clay County here at 13-6 Piggott County. It's lived up to the hype so far. Been a good one. 11-9 Red Bullen Springs is hosting 6-12 Jackson County, and 3-14 Gordonsville hosting 4-17 Monterey. So, Coach, we're going to pick those last two. You got Red Bullen hosting Jackson County. Who do you like in that one?
Take Red Bullen in that one.
And 3-14 Gordonsville hosting 4-17 Monterey.
I think I'll take Monterey in that one.
Monterey on the road. Current District 6A standings. Clark Range in first place, as usual, 11-0 in the district. Second place, Clay County, 9-2. Third place, Piggott County Girls, 8-2. Fourth place, Red Bullen Springs, 7-5. Fifth place, Jackson County, 4-7. Sixth place, Gordonsville, 3-7. Seventh place, Monterey, 2-10. And finally, Trousdale, Lady Yellow Jackets, 0-11 in the district. Quickly, we'll look at District 5A, our sister district for Region 3. First place, Van Buren County. Second place, Whipple. Third place, South Fitchburg. And fourth place, Hardy Memorial. So all four of those teams are going to advance to the region tournament because there's only four teams in that district.
Yeah, they've got easy paths to the region, but, of course, those bottom two, I don't think.
We've seen Whipple there.
Yeah, Whipple's pretty good.
Pretty good. We beat them twice, but close games.
Yeah, evidently Van Buren, they beat Whipple. So I still got a feeling Whipple might be best, but I don't know. I hadn't seen Van Buren play. They got Lakin Bolden's little sister. They say she's really good. I know Bolden was really good. So they may be better than I think they are. But top two teams are tough. You know?
Yeah.
It'd be hard to go on the road to either one of them and win probably.
Girl 6A update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Chiggers and fleas, we bring them to their knees. Thomas fixing to wrap up his Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. 10 seconds left here before third quarter action. Final thoughts?
Well, I think that first half, you know, Clay County jumped out to a double-digit lead there, and then Shayla Wood came off the bench, coach, scored 10 points in that second quarter.
Yeah, she wore us out on the boards. They're getting rebounds to stick it in, but kind of a game of spurts, you know, all the way through. We hit a spurt, and they hit a spurt.
Third quarter action underway. The teams have flipped ends of the floor. Clay County working at the hoop on her right now. Ashlock in the paint, shot up, no good. Rebound Burchett. Bradley keeping it alive. She can't go back up with it. Bilber there with suffocating defense, but she hands off to Katie Arms, who scores from left block. 28-20 the score. Piggott County now working at the hoop to our left. We sit atop the visiting bleachers here in Bergstown. Luddick, jump shot, right elbow, good. I think that's Luddick's first points of the game. Something like that.
Yeah, they went full court man now.
7:15 mark of this third quarter. Clay County leading by 6, 28-22. Katie Arms with it, right wing. Working against Shayla Wood, drives into the paint, spins to her left, shots up and blocked by Wood. Ball rolls out of bounds. Clay County maintains possession.
We just keep Bibby out of the paint. We should be able to penetrate and get some good shots.
We've yet to see her posted up in the contest, really. Piggott County coming up with a steal. Bella Ashlock stealing it right back, though. She's back across the timeline with it for Clay County. Ashlock wanted to keep it herself. 8-foot jumper up. No good. Rebound by Luddick. Luddick ahead to Wood. Wood at the top of the key. Dribbles behind the back. Drives the right side of the lane. Running jumper off the glass. No good. Rebound Burchett. Burchett works ahead to Copas. Copas at right wing gives it back to Bradley, who dribbled off her foot, and the ball's loose on the ground. Copas goes to the floor on her knees and gets it, and a timeout taken by Coach Walker, saving the possession for his squad. 6:28 mark, third quarter, 28-22, Clay County.
Besides, looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution for tackling projects of any size.
Back here live in Birdstown. Katie Arms with it on the inbound. She's in a trap, half-court trap for Piggott. They're so good at that, and we do have a five-second call. Actually, offensive foul call against Katie Arms. That's one thing, Coach, we were talking about, how Coach Smith used to love pressure. I remember one night up here while we were broadcasting, they wouldn't get us in the backcourt. They'd let us cross the timeline, then trap us.
Yeah.
And that's what we just saw on the inbound out of Piggott. Lady Bobcats with the basketball. 6 minutes left in this third quarter. Luddick fires a three right wing. No good. It was short. Rebound Ashlock. She hands to Copas. Rachel navigating traffic. Comes across the timeline. Slows it down. Works ahead to Jenkins at right wing. Now swings back out top to Ashlock, who swings around to Burchett. Burchett working against Bilbrey in the paint. Fighting hard. Bilbrey going to be called for the foul. There wasn't any denying that one.
Well, I'm kind of surprised they called it. They hadn't called it yet, but good thing they did.
Just a good job by Burchett with ball control, working her body closer to the hoop against Bilbrey.
Yeah, and she played well here tonight. Just 4 points so far, but she's controlling the board pretty good on the defensive end of things, Daniel. And she's got a good attitude coming in here tonight. She's challenging Abby Bilbrey at the rim. She's been blocked a time or two. She's not taking that into account, though. It's going right back at her.
Burchett hits the first, misses the second. Rebounded by Piggott. Bailey Evans fires the long three. No good. Knocked out of bounds by Jenkins, and Pickett's going to maintain control here. Eliza, good hustle on the play, just couldn't hang on to the ball.
I still understand that play. If they knock it out of your hand, that'll be off them, look to me like.
Burton with it. Left wing. Wants to fire three. Jenkins doesn't let her. She swings it back to Luddick. Now around the Wood. Now back to Luddick. They try to go inside the Bilbrey. Nothing happening there. Katie Arms comes up with the ball. Gives over to Copas. Copas quickly across the timeline. Dishes left baseline to Burchett, who swings it back at it. Right wing to Jenkins. Eliza going to drive across the paint. Dishes off to Burchett, who's strongly driving. Shot up from right block. No good. Rebound Bilbrey. And a foul's going to be called against Eliza Jenkins.
What's that one's going to go?
First personal for Jenkins. A lot of fouls have been called tonight on Clay County. However, no girl has more than two. Ashlock has two, Burchett with two, and Katie Arms with two. 29-22 the score. 7-point lead for Clay County. We've not trailed in a long time in this game, but Thomas, since the second quarter early, when we were up 22-11, it's been close ever since then.
Yeah, just kind of like Coach said, game of spurts, back and forth so far. Kind of what we expected.
Head with it for Clay County. Swings it to Burchett. Baseline jumper, no good. Rebound Bilbrey. Here she comes. Full head of steam. Has numbers. 2-on-2. Pulls up. Jump shot. Right elbow. And no good. Rebounded. No by Wood in the paint. Her put back good. And they're going to call a foul on the floor. Shave of Wood. Absolutely wiring out Clay County in the paint.
Yeah.
Burchett picks up the foul.
Give her the bucket too, Daniel.
Yep. Hadley Buford checks back in. Abby Head checks out. On the floor for Clay County, Ashlock, Arms, Buford, Burchett, and Copas. Free throw away by Wood, and it's good. 3-point play for Pickett County there. 29-25. This one's getting intense. 4-point difference here. Halfway through the third quarter. One of the first games this year we've seen a student section in place, and Pickett County actually has a pretty good ensemble of students over there cheering them on. They also have cheerleaders tonight. I expect we'll see our cheerleaders at home this Friday against Red Bull and Springs. 4:19 mark of this third quarter. Pickett County just called for a travel. Clay County going to inbound. Copas with it. Comes across the timeline. 29-25 the score. Clay County with a 4-point lead. Coach Walker up. Telling his girls what to do on the offensive end. Buford and Burchett set up at the double high post. Buford with it now, top of the key. Gives to Copas. Rachel circles back to the left. Lets everything clear out. Resets.
Trying to post up Ashlock down low.
Burchett with it in the paint, trying to feed Ashlock. Ends up having that pass stolen by Burton. Burton with a full head of steam. It's a 3-on-1. They dish off to Wood. Her shot, no good. Got her on rebound. Putback is good. Two more for Shayla Wood, and she's leading all scorers, I believe, in this contest. 3.5 minute mark, third quarter. 2-point game, 29-27. Coach, what do we need to do here? How's this one got away from us a little?
Well, we haven't scored in a while.
Pretty much that simple, isn't
it? Yeah, we drove in there 2-3 times and missed or got it blocked.
Burton called for the reach-in. Actually, I think it was Evans. Bailey Evans picks up the personal. Her first foul of the contest. Rachel Cope is going to inbound from beneath Clay County's hoop. Works it into Ashlock. Ashlock kicks it to Burchett, who fires a 3. No good. Ashlock called for the foul, and she sure enough did it. Reached over the back, picks up her third personal. So Burchett and Ashlock both with 3 fouls. 3:06 mark, third quarter, 29-27. Pickett County with an opportunity to tie or perhaps take a 1-point lead, depending on shot selection. Burton with it, right wing, swings it to Luddick. Luddick now to Evans at left wing. Back to Luddick at right wing. Bilbrey inside, working against Ashlock. Kicks it out to Burton at left corner. Now back to Bilbrey. Good ball movement. It's back out in Wood's hands. Luddick, 3-pointer, right wing, good. Pickett County reclaims the lead for the first time in a long time. 2.5 minute mark, and this place sounds like a typical gym on a Tuesday night round up for Cumberland for the first time this year. There still are restricted fans. Apparently, that's only for Clay County, though, because Pickett County's got a full house.
Indeed, Daniel.
Travel called against Riley Burchett. Momentum going the Lady Bobcats' way.
Pickett County currently on an 8-0 run to take this 1-point lead, Daniel. Shayla Wood, you're right, leading scorer so far tonight, 15 points. We've got our seniors, Katie Arms with 12, and then Copa scoreless here in the second half, had 10 in the first.
Burton with it for Pickett County. They try to extend to the 1-point lead, nearly stolen by Ashlock. Saved by Bilbrey. She works back ahead to Evans, who can't handle it. Now she picks it back up, gives to Luddick. Luddick down low to Burton, and she scores. 3 points the lead for Pickett County, 32-29. Clay County just needs to calm down here, regroup, perhaps a timeout.
We just need a bucket. You know, we get a score.
Jenkins inside the Burchett. Her shot blocked by Bilbrey. Bilbrey works ahead to Wood. 2-on-1 for the Lady Cats. Wood keeps it in a foul call against Ashlock. That's the fourth personal foul for Bella, according to what I've got. It is four for Bella, and we see Hallie Buford coming to the line to check in for. Minute 29 left in the third. Wood at the line to shoot two. First one's good. Pickett County extending the lead to four. Wood at the line to shoot the second. It's away. Also good. Shayla Wood just showing out here tonight. And timeout taken by Matt Walker. 1:29 left in the third. Pickett County 34, Clay County 29. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here live, minute 30 left in this third quarter. Full court pressure now being applied by Pickett County as Clay County tries to inbound. The handoff to Copas. Copas working against Wood. Just full court man, it looks like. Minute 20 in ticking. Clay County trailing by 5. Probably Pickett's biggest lead of the contest. Burchett with it. Right elbow gets to Jenkins. Baseline drive, no good on the layup. Rebound Burton. Burton works ahead to Evans. Evans across the paint to Wood. Shots up and blocked by Katie Arms. Wood flops, trying to get the call. No whistles low, though. Evans hustling down, knocks it out of Katie Arms' hands. Clay County maintains possession, though.
For some reason, they're all of a sudden getting 2-on-1s every trip. You know what? They're going to get back. You're lucky they didn't score there.
Clay County inbounding. Jenkins works it into Arms. 1 minute left in the third now. Back to Jenkins, right corner. She fires a three, no good. Rebounded by Burton. Clay County in a drought right now, offensively.
Pickett County on a 12-0 run now. They've extended it to a dozen, Daniel.
Woo! 45 seconds left in this third quarter. Bilbrey working against Buford, senior against freshman. She hands off to Evans, now back inside to Bilbrey, who kicks it out to Luddick. Three-pointer, no good, fortunately. Rebounded by Copas. The senior point guard with it across the timeline. Kicks over to Arms at left wing. Arms drives, hands off to Jenkins. Jenkins at right elbow, 20 seconds on the clock. Hands it back to Katie. Katie going to circle back out top. Clay County playing for the last shot of this third quarter, and we need points. As Thomas said, a 12-0 run for Pickett County.
We're going to score 3 this quarter, right?
That's right.
26-20 at halftime.
Three-pointer taken by Katie Arms. No good. Rebounded by Luddick. She has time. 3 seconds. 2. Desperation 3. No good. Third quarter ends. Pickett County with all the momentum heading into the fourth. Lady Bobcats 34. Lady Bulldogs 29.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lenders, member FDIC.
Fourth and final quarter. Girls action here, District 6A style. Pickett County with a 5-point lead, 34-29. They have the ball to start this fourth quarter.
Coach Walker going with Abby Head and Zoe Hayes here on this possession, try to up that defensive intensity. But it looks like Pickett County going to the line again. I'm not sure who that is. Burton drew another foul.
Foul's called against Abby Head, her third personal. It is Coley Burton at the line to shoot. First one's away and good. 6 points the lead now for Pickett County. I only had Head for one, but they showed three on the board. She hits both of them. On the 4-4 Clay County, Riley Burchett, Abby Head, Zoe Hayes, Katie Arms, and Rachel Copas. Copas has it. Left wing works to Hayes. Hayes now going to fire three. It's up and good.
Oh,
what a shot.
Well, that's a big shot.
Finally, the points come again for Clay County. It had been a huge Lady Bobcat run prior to that Hayes triple. 36-32 now the score. Luddick with it. Top of the key. Kicks over to Evans. She fires a three right wing. It's good. Bailey Evans on the three-point make for Pickett County. Copas across the timeline, 39-32. Hayes with it, right wing, inside to Burchett. Burchett working against Bilbrey. That's been a great matchup tonight. She kicks it back out to Head, top of the key. Now Katie Arms. Arms against Burton, drives baseline, shots up, no good. But Burton going to be called for the foul. Katie going to go to the line to shoot too. Third personal for Burton. One, two, three, four, five. Only six fouls that I show called against Pickett in the contest. I'm sure maybe I didn't write down a few. Arms hitting that one. They have three team fouls in this half. Warren Weaver checking into the contest for the first time tonight, giving Riley Burchett a rest. 6:59 mark of this fourth quarter. Lady Dogs trail. Arms at the line. She hit the first one, Thomas. Hits them both then, making it a 5-point game, 39-34.
You know, despite being outscored 14-3 in that third quarter and the run that Pickett County went on, it's still a 5-point ball game, Daniel. Clay County's still in this one.
Lady Bobcats with it. Right wing. Now left wing to Burton. Corner to Luddick inside to Bilbrey. Good defense inside by Clay County, forcing the triple by Pickett. It's missed. Good rebound by Weaver. Weaver going to put it on the floor, pick up the dribble, and now give it to Copas. 6.5 minute mark of this fourth quarter. Lady Dogs with the basketball. Hayes now Head, top of the key. Copas. Rachel going to drive, gets to the free throw line, spins to the right, goes to right block, and it's knocked out of her hands. Ball goes out of bounds. Clay County going to inbound. 6:15 mark, fourth quarter. Weaver goes back to the bench. Burchett comes back on. A short timeout for Weaver, but a big rebound, giving it back to Clay County here. Abby Head now on the inbound, works to Hayes out top, now inside the Arms. Katie with it in the double team, and she has it stolen by Bilbrey. Ahead to Luddick. Luddick into the front court. Has it taken away by Abby Head.
You see Coach Walker staying with Head and Hayes here on the defensive end as Head takes it to the hole.
Oh, what a shot.
Coast to coast. What about it, Coach?
We needed that. That's a nice shot.
Stole a basketball, went to the other end, and added 2 points, making it a 3-point game, 39-36. These two teams doing battle for second place in District 6. Currently, Clay County with their 9-2 district record has the advantage. Pickett County an 8-2 district record, and timeouts taken by Pickett. It's Lady Bobcats 39, Lady Bulldogs 36, 5:45 left.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here on the Horizon Sports Network, Piggott County with the basketball on the inbound. Luddick, top of the key, gives to Bilbrey. Now back out to Luddick. Now Burton, left wing. Just good ball movement by the Lady Cats. Clay County, though, trying to come up with a steal. That'd be hit. Almost had it. Shayla Wood regains control, though. Swings it out top to Bilbrey. Now Luddick. Good defensive pressure by Head and Hayes. Forcing a jump shot by Luddick. Unfortunately, she makes it. 41-36 the score. 5-point lead for Piggott County. 5 minutes and 10 seconds left in the contest. Hayes with it. 3-point attempt. Right wing. Oh. 2 3-pointers here late in the game for Zoe Hayes. 5 minutes left in this contest. And it's a 2-point affair. 41-39. A travel call against Luddick. And we got away with one because Zoe Hayes reached in and fouled.
Bro, that's what I thought he was going to call.
4:57 mark. Clay County back in possession. Kopas with it. Top of the key. Swings it to the right corner to Burchett. Now inside the head, she loses the handle, and it's knocked out of bounds by Wood. Clay County going to inbound from beneath her own goal.
She could have caught that clean. I think she'd have made the layup, but she had a really good spot there to shoot it.
Copas to work it in. Has trouble finding somebody in a foul call. I think Shayla Wood is going to be called for it. No, actually, Luddick. She knocked Katie Arms down.
Double screen for Hayes off the inbounds, trying to get her in the corner for a three, Daniel. And Luddick just runs through the arm screen.
Arms on the inbound. Ball at the top of the key. Now to Burchett at right wing. Riley inside, and the ball knocked away by Luddick. Luddick doing a nice job denying some of those interior passes. Copas going to try it one more time from beneath her own goal. Works into Arms. Now giving back to Rachel. She circles back out top. Clay County trails by 2, 39-41. 4.5 minutes left in this fourth quarter. As I was saying before the break a few moments ago, this one is for second place in the district. It would be a tie if Piggott could win. Clay County wins, they would have the upper hand. Hayes, another three-point attempt, no good this time. Rebound Bilbrey. Bilbrey across the timeline, has numbers. 2-on-1, keeps it herself. Shot no good, rebounded by Copas. Copas at right wing, circles back out top, swings it to Katie Arms. Katie with it, defended by Burton, gives to Burchett at the right baseline. Now back out top to Hayes. She fires a three, top of the key, no good. Rebounded, put back by Copas. Shot no good, but a foul call on Bailey Evans. It was Copas early in the contest, and we see you here again, Coach, playing really well.
Yeah, she came flashing in, got that board, got fouled on the putback.
3:52 on the clock. Copas is behind to shoot two. First one's good. That makes it a one-point game, 41-40. Second attempt about to be released. It's away, also good. We're knotted up at 41.
Clawed back from what, 7? Got it tied up.
Piggott County beats the Clay County pressure. Luddick across the timeline, hands to Bilbrey. Now Burton at right wing, back into Luddick at high post. She backs back out, swings to Burton in the paint. Now back out to Luddick, and a foul's going to be called on Head. And it looks like Luddick was actually more aggressive, but it was the right call. Head picks up her fourth personal.
Puts them in a 1-1.
Seventh team foul against Clay County. As Coach just said, the bonus now for Piggott. Headed down this final 3:36. Thomas, you mentioned earlier that Piggott County missed a lot of free throws when the teams met on January the 8th. Tonight, they're hitting a lot of them, though. Is Shayla Woods? No, it's Luddick at the line. She hits the first one.
Yeah, they just missed two on the night, or three on the night, Daniel. I'd have to count it up to see what the percentage is, but they're shooting it well from the line.
Luddick hits both of those big shots there, putting her team back in front by 2. Bella Ashlock checks back in. She has 4 personals. That's why we've seen her sitting.
Yeah, well,
Abby's
got four fouls.
Head has four. Played very aggressively on defense tonight.
She has them played very well.
Ashlock with it, left wing, working against Luddick. Wants to drive, does so. 6 foot jumper, no good. 3:15 mark, fourth quarter. Pickett County with a 2-point lead and possession of the basketball. Luddick at left wing gives to Evan. She fires a three, and it's good. She's hit 2 3-pointers here in the fourth quarter, and Pickett County's back up in front by 2 possessions, a 5-point lead. 46-41, 3 minutes left. Clay County with the basketball. Ashlock, right wing, gives to Burgess. She drives in the paint, spins, and they're going to say she traveled. She planted the foot, spun to her right, and that plant foot slid on her a little bit, and it was a travel. 2:50 left. Pickett County back with it, and they travel. Burton doing the dogs a favor, and Coach Brent Smith furious. Big blown opportunity for Pickett.
We need to score. I mean, we're down 5 now.
2:49 mark, fourth quarter, 41-46. Burchett on them down in the paint. Shot up, no good. Rebounded by Luddick. Luddick gives off to Bilbrey. Abby Bilbrey in no hurry. Her team up by 5. Going to come across the timeline with it. Inside the Burton. Now back out to Wood. She's in a hurry. She fires a 3 and makes it.
Kenny
has come to life from behind the arc. And I know that you guys at home can hear this crowd for the first time this year. What an applause by the Bobcat fans. 49-41. 8 points the lead for Pickett County. 2.5 minutes left.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at solanahealthrehab.com.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
2:25 and ticking, fourth quarter. Clay County with the ball. Burchett at right wing. Swings to Hayes in the corner. Zoe dribbles back to the left. Picks up the dribble. Hands it off to Abby Head. On the 4-4 Clay County, Copas, Arms, Burchett, Head, and Hayes. Copas with it. Drives into the paint. 6-foot jumper. No good. Rebounded by Luddick and a foul called against Hayes. Looks like her feet got tangled up. And that was the contact to get Hayes the personal, her second on the night. Bonus shots here for Pickett County. We walked to the other end of the floor, Luddick at the line, to shoot the front end of a 1-1. 8 points the lead for Pickett County, 49-41. First one's away, and it's good. She earns the right to shoot the second. More importantly for her, puts her team up by 3 possessions, 50-41.
And this has happened in a hurry, guys. If you remember, Copas tied it at 41 at about the 4-minute mark. And they went on an 8-0, which is now a 9-0. I'm sorry, she made them both. Make it 10-0 run since that point.
Whew.
No, she missed one. Missed one, I guess.
She hit them both, though. They have 50-41 on the scoreboard. All right, 9-point game. Minute 50 left. Clay County with the basketball. Arms out top. Uses a head screen. Works to the right. Katie has just not had a lot of shot selections in the second half. Arms hands off to Burchett.
It kind of took her out of it for some reason.
Copas to the hoop. Her layup no good. Rebound by Bilbrey. And a foul going to be called against Abby Head, I think they said. And that is the 5th for Head. She fouls out. They walk to the other end of the floor. Pickett County's Bilbrey steps to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. That was the 9th team foul against Clay County.
You know, Clay County down 9 here. Bibry going to the line. She has not scored here in this second half, guys. It's been about the bench play of Shayla Wood and the two big threes from Bailey Evans for the Lady Bobcats.
Bibry hits that free throw, earns the right to shoot the second. It's away, also good. Obviously, Pickett County has worked on their free throw shooting since the last meeting between these squads. They have hit them down the stretch tonight. They lead by 11, a minute and a half left in the contest. Kovas lets the ball roll down the floor, saving every precious second she can. She fires a three-pointer. It's good. Now it's a 8-point game, 52-44. We got to stop the Lady Cats, though. Pickett with it. They work ahead to Burton. Burton defended by Kovas. She hands off to Luddick. Luddick back to Burton. Pickett County just going to pass this ball around until we come and foul. Minute 5 left in the contest. Luddick with it, top of the key. Now Burton, down to 1 minute, and a foul's going to be called. Katie Arms called for the personal. Her third. Burton going to the line to shoot. The last time Clay County swept Pickett County in the regular season, two contests, was 2013. Lady Dogs came up here tonight at Burtonstown hoping to do it. Right now, it's going to be a tall task as they find themselves down 44-54. 10 points the deficit. Both of those free throws made by Burton. And that's the difference in this one. All those free throw makes by Pickett. Copas, long three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Luddick. Luddick works ahead to Wood. Wood with it at right wing. 50 seconds on the clock. Copas going to come Fowler. So Coach, let's talk for just a minute here down this stretch. While we have a minute, Wood at the line to shoot two because they're in the double bonus. What's the time break procedure in district basketball? I know about football, time break. If you have two teams tied for second, say, at the end of the regular season.
I just flip a coin, guys. I've seen that before. Clay County did that.
Well, we have, but it actually goes head-to-head.
Oh, do they do it?
Now, and
but we split
it'll,
it'll anyway.
Eventually come to a coin flip. I've seen it lots of times.
Now, do you go down through the rankings? Do you go back and look at how you did against Clark Range?
It seems like they put in something a few years ago that, yeah, you go, it's not head-to-head, then flip a coin. There's something else involved, but I couldn't say exactly what it is. Now, has Pickett played Clark Range the second time?
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't think they had.
They may not. I'm not sure.
Of course, I don't see them beating them, but, you know, they could. But I was just thinking, you know, we're probably going to win this game. You know, we're so, I think, evenly matched. It would probably be hard to beat them three times. If you're going to lose, this is the one you want to lose.
Shayla Wood. Two more points for Shayla Wood. Arms had hit two free throws while we were talking there. 58-46 currently. The scorers, Elijah Jenkins knocks down a three. 20 seconds left in the contest. 9 points the difference. Pickett County in front. Foul called on Rachel Copas.
I mean,
Coach Sims, what are you saying?
Well, I'm saying, you know, we're so evenly matched. It'd probably be hard for either team to win three or four times against the other. If we lost the coin flip or whatever, you know, two and three, there's not that much difference in them. If you're in the same bracket, you know, one's going to play seven, others going to play six, which is Monterey, Pickett, or Monterey, Trousdale, Gordonsville, some of those teams.
Right.
You know, Monterey. So the next one will be big, though. You know, if we get them in the district semifinals, you know, chance to be two is really big.
Right.
Compared to three, because
Arms fires a long three, no good. Rebounded by Burton. Clay County got a foul again. 11.9 seconds left in this one. It's an 11-point game, 60-49. So the Lady Dogs are going to end up dropping this one tonight, going to 14-7 on the season, 9-3 in district play after this one ends. Burton at the line to shoot two.
Well, and we clawed back and got it tied, and they hit a couple threes down here. That just broke our back, it seemed like. Of course, we've been kind of half-court trapping, and I kind of left those corner shots open. That's where they came from. I mean, it's a gamble you take. You know, we've kind of gotten back in the game doing that. But
if you were picking one not to guard, it would be Evans as Katie Arms fires along three. Burton hit both of those free throws. And Clay County got to let the clock tick out as Pickett County pulled off the rebound. 62-49, the final here in this contest. Clay County losing tonight by 13 in Burtstown to Pickett County.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Back here live for the Eagle Panels Lady Dog Wrap. Clay County dropping this one tonight by 13 to Pickett County here on the road. Coach Walker moves to 0-5 in this gym. Tough place to play for him, tough place to play for a lot of people. This one started off really slow, ended up at the end of the first quarter 7-5. Then 26-20, Clay County leading at the half. End of the third, 29-34, Pickett was up. And by the end of the contest, of course, Pickett had extended to 62-49. Coach Sims, a big second half by the Lady Bobcats.
Yeah, we kind of got down and we came back and it was tied 41. There was about a little under 4 minutes to go. And I came down and hit a couple big threes, just kind of broke our back. From that point on, it was all Pickett. You know, we hit a few threes after we was down 8 or 10 or 12 or something. But, you know, tough game on the road. Like I was saying, though, you know, we're pretty evenly matched with them. It'd be hard, I think, for either team to win three or four without losing one. So if you're going to lose one, this is probably the one you want to lose. You know, we're going to be 2-3 probably in the district, be in the same bracket. So the next one's the one that's really big. You know, we need to win it. And of course, that coin flip, or however they decided, if we end up tied, course, the two's going to get to play at home, so that,
right.
That'd be big. You know.
Yeah, the all district tournament games this year are going to be satellite games at the higher seat place. So that, you know, and at that point in time, likely pretty full crowds, you know.
Yeah.
Restrictions are getting moved away less and less all the time, so that's going to be a showdown regardless of whether it's here or in Salina.
Yeah, I'd feel better if it's on a neutral floor, you know, but, you know, that's not what we got this year. So, you know, I feel a lot better if we could finish two, you know.
Yeah.
And, you know, they – I thought Brent did a really good job second half on defending, on who to defend and who to kind of allow to shoot the ball, you know. And he kind of took a gamble. Well, we couldn't get one to fall there for about four or five trips when they did and extended that lead from well, from our lead, that, you know, they got it out to seven or eight there at one time before we came back and tied it. But I thought Verby, she didn't do a whole lot offensively, but she played really good defensively.
She did.
Played it hard on anybody that came in the paint tonight. She's bigger than anybody we got, long arms. And, you know, they were letting her block shots. She might have got one or two fouls, not a whole lot. But, you know, both coaches will make adjustments and, you know, study the film and, we'll see what happens the next time. You know, hopefully we can come out on top the next time.
One big stat tonight for Pickett County, free throws. The last time the teams met, they were 8 of 20 from the line. Tonight, 25 of 29.
I'd say that probably hasn't happened too many times this year. I don't know. Somebody was telling me that they hadn't shot them good, free throws good the whole year. But now, you know, they're just like anybody else. They shoot them every day in practice, and probably can hit a good percent in practice. So every once in a while, you'll get a bunch of ball, and they did tonight. That's like a little girl hit those threes there. I don't know what she's averaging in the game, but and she buried two that killed us.
Yeah.
Whatever her name was.
34.
Well, late in the game, the one that shot him right here off his
head. Oh, Bailey Evans. Yeah,
yeah.
Typically not a big score.
Yeah,
I don't think.
Yeah, she hit two that kind of broke her back, I'm telling you.
Final scoring for Pickett County, 6 points for Bailey Evans. She hit those two fourth-quarter three-pointers. 8 points for Chloe Burton. 10 points for Abby Bilbrey. 15 points for Kendall Luddick. And it was Shayla Wood with 23 points
in
the contest.
That's the one that killed us on the boards. She just played a really good game. It seemed like every time they missed a shot. We didn't have that blocking her out for some reason. I don't know what was going on, but she got a lot of putbacks.
Scoring for Clay County, 2 points for. Well, that can't be right. I guess it is. 2 points for Abby Head. 5 points for Brownie Burchett. 6 points for Zoe Hayes. Two big three-pointers in the fourth quarter. 7 points for Eliza Jenkins. And then the two seniors, Katie Arms with 14. Rachel Copas leading the Lady Dogs with 15. So a good night scoring, 15 and 14 for those two, but nobody else joining them in double figures.
No, they did a lot of theirs the first half, too. So in the second half, they had a hard time. You know, he's really concentrating on not giving them shots. It, like I said, it worked for them.
Lady Dogs next in action Friday night from Joe Sims Gym in Salina against Dearborn Springs. This has been the Lady Dog Wrap, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermitage Springs.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee,
Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs. Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollalake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Now we'll wrap up the Carquest pregame show with a full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off brought to you by Ashlock & Strong Insurance. Thomas, make sure you cover it all just like your agency does. Kick it off.
Well, Daniel, my policy tonight is I think the Dogs are going to need the entire team tonight. We've been seeing that lately, guys. Don't get me wrong, Grant Strong makes this team go, but we need what Jeff Spivey and Keaton Arms have been doing lately. And the other wild card in this one, guys, senior Gunner Silk. He had a big game against the Bobcats last time, 13 points. His defense on Amonette will also be key. You know, it's going to take a big game from everybody tonight, don't you think, Coach Watson?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I know we had 3 good scorers the other night down Jackson, but those other two, we need them desperately tonight, because we know that, you know, Pickett, they've got a pretty balanced team. We know the two Amonettes are pretty, you know, pretty good scorers. And I think the Wattenberger kid, I think maybe they're, all three of them are averaging in double figures. So we know we need the good defense tonight.
Coach, Pickett County, a team that Coach Edwards, in his 21 years, he's faced them more than any other squad. These two teams so familiar with each other. What does that do for a game plan? Do you come in and try to do something different because the other team knows you so well, or do you just stay true to who you are and play your game? Or
I think you try to concentrate on what you know you can do and maybe do it just a little bit better each time. Because, you know, if you go to changing things, you know, sometimes it you change for the worse. But you know those things have been working, so if you can hone them just a little bit, maybe, you know, that'll be the difference.
This gym up here at Pickett County, another one of those places that's tough to play. Coach Edwards has coached 19 prior contests up here, a 9-10 record here in Byrdstown. So similar to Jackson County the other night, kind of a tough place to come on the road and play.
Yeah, and a little tidbit on this, I think maybe I may have played in the game up here that inaugurated this gym back about sometime in 1962. I know they had to play the first half of the season on the road while they were getting this finished my senior year. And we came up here, and we may have been the ones that inaugurated it.
Very well could have been.
But that's a long time ago, guys, 1962. And look, I mean, it's still a nice-looking gym.
It is. They took good care of it. That's been the Full Coverage Final Word, brought to you by Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Time now for the Subway Boys starting lineups. Pickett County, head coach Joseph Aminette. Fifth season overall, all of them here at his alma mater of Pickett County. 15-4 record on this season. 9-1 record in the district. That one loss in the district, of course, coming at the hands of Clay County. Starting for Pickett County, a junior number 15, Zach Aminette. A junior number 3, Will Aminette. A junior number 34, Hunter Wattenbarger. A senior number 1, Slade Copeland. And the other starter that's going to be joining them in place of the injured John Parker Reagan is number 34. No, I already said him. We'll bring that one to you in a minute.
Talked to the guy next door, said it was low horn, Daniel.
Okay. The other starter in place of the injured John Parker Reagan will be junior number 23, Caleb Lowhorn. Thank you, Thomas. Clay County, their head coach, Rob Edwards, 21st season overall. 465 wins to 191 losses, 17-2 record this season, 11-0 in District 6A play. Starting for Clay County, a junior number 2, Eli Smith, a sophomore number 13, Keaton Arms, a junior number 4, Jeff Spivey, a junior number 11, Grant Strong, and a senior number 10, Gunnar Silk. The boys' starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the Life Pass in Salina. Because at Subway, fresh is what we do. Time for District 6A boys basketball here in Byrdstown. Grant Strong going to step in against Slade Copeland to get things started.
And we talked about it, guys. Pretty good crowd here tonight. Cheerleaders back for a COVID game. This is a pretty good atmosphere.
Certainly is. Best we've seen this year. Strong controls the tip. It goes into the hands of Smith. He gives up to Silk, and this one's underway. Silk gives off to Arms at left wing. Now back out top, Eli Smith.
Wattenbarger starting off on Grant Strong, just straight man here from Coach Avenette in Pickett County.
He's got his work cut out for him. Strong free throw line jumper, no good. Rebound with Aminette. Aminette, the shorter of the two brothers, he's the point guard. He gives off to Copeland, who gives up to Wattenbarger. Now back out to with Aminette. He fires a three, no good. Rebound Strong. 7.5 minute mark, first quarter, 0-0. Jeff Spivey, 3-point attempt, left wing, in and out, no good. Rebounded by Pickett County's number 23, Lowhorn. Lowhorn hands off to Wattenbarger, who is a transfer from Stone Memorial. He drives baseline, gets into the paint, kicks out Damonette, swings it around to Copeland, who fires a three, no good. Rebound Strong. 1 minute ticked away, and we are scoreless. It took about half of the first quarter in the girls' action before anybody scored. Maybe the boys will be the same way as Strong misses his free throw range jumper. Two trips down the floor, two similar shots, and it's 0-0 still. Pickett County with the ball, with Aminette driving into the paint. Hands off to Copeland, now back to Aminette. Zach Aminette yet to touch the basketball. Gunner Silk early with him right in his face, Thomas. We'll see it all night, and I don't expect Zach Aminette to have much of a night as long as Silk's guarding him.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel. He ended up with 27 in that last contest. I think Silk got in a little foul trouble as he drives the lane, but he's rejected by Wattenbarger. Silk taking to the hole early, though, Daniel.
Still scoreless, 6:26 mark. With Aminette, who fired a three-pointer and missed it a moment ago, giving Clay County back the basketball. Silk to inbound. Little jump pass play for Strong. He has it in the paint, scores. 2-9. Clay County on the board. Aminette across the timeline. He's defended by Eli Smith. Smith and Silk, two of the best defenders in this district, and we've got them on the same team here. Pickett with the ball with Aminette. Now hands off to Copeland. He drives baseline, kicks across to Zach Aminette. Silk there to cut him off at the post. He's all over him. Will we see a 5-second call? No, Will Aminette gives it up. Actually, Zach Aminette gives it up to his brother Will. Zach back with it out top. Eli Smith hounding him now, and he throws it away. What about that, Coach?
I'm telling you, that's a pretty good double team on. Kind of caught him by surprise, and he was just trying to get rid of it.
Yeah, a little different look there from Coach Edwards, too. Silk on the screen switched. He switched over, let Eli Smith pick up Aminette.
Well, Zach Aminette may be a little gimpy or something. He's already coming out of the contest. He's been substituted for by sophomore Dylan Anderson. So Pickett County's leading scorer off the floor at this moment in time. Gunner Silk with it. Left wing wanting to drive against Will Aminette. Gets into the paint. 6-foot jumper. Good.
Good bank shot.
It was. 4-9 the score. Clay County in front. Anderson with it at right wing. Swings to Aminette out top. Now Copeland. Now to Wattenbarger. He drives baseline. Gets to the hoop. Doesn't shoot. Kicks it outside to Will Aminette, who drives. Hands off to Lohorn. Lohorn tries to give it to Copeland.
Oh, way to go.
Copeland with it in left corner. Steal by Grant Strong. Strong going to pull up and fire three from right wing. Good. It was Zach Aminette on the bench. Grant Strong showing everybody why he is a Mr. Basketball finalist. 4:58 mark first quarter. 7-0 the score. Timeout. Pickett County. Clay County up.
Winter could get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here in action. Pickett County with the basketball. Clay County with a 7-point lead. Zach Aminette's checked back into the contest for the Bobcats. Copeland with it. Left block. Kicks to Wattenbarger. Top of the key. His 3-pointer no good. Got his own rebound. Pulls up the right corner. Defending by Spivey. He swings it out top to Will Aminette. Aminette's pass stolen by Eli Smith. It was a deflection by Keaton Arms. Smith comes up with a loose ball. Clay County back on the offensive. It's been all Clay County tonight so far earlier in this one, and it's been all Clay County in the series of late between these two squads. I've lost my notes, but 9 straight wins, I believe it is, for the Bulldogs in this series. Strong with it, drives left baseline, kicks out Eli Smith, 7-foot jumper from left block, no good. Rebound by Strong, has it taken away by Aminette, and a foul call against Spivey on the floor, and I missed that one, but Spivey called for the foul. Did you see it, Thomas?
No, I didn't. A lot of traffic there in the middle of the floor.
Jeff gets called for a lot of these after-the-facts fouls sometimes. We're not looking at him sometimes.
That's true, and a lot of them away from the ball. He's such a great hustler, and they called him for one there. Wattenbarger with it for Pickett County. He's going to be called for the travel. Coach, were you here for the start of the
girls'
game?
Yes, I was.
Have you ever seen so many turnover infractions called?
And all of them correct calls.
Yeah, lots of travels. Double dribbles, carrying the ball. Clay County going to take back over here, 3:57 mark. I want to find my sheet that's got my series information on it. I've lost it. Thomas, did you take it?
Not that I know of, Daniel.
I found it. Strong with it out top for Clay County. He hands off to Keaton Arms. Arms at right wing, defended by Anderson. Now swings it back to Strong. Strong going to fire three. Good. 2 of 2 is Strong behind the line tonight. Grant, a great three-point shooter. We don't always see him take a ton of three-point attempts. Is Will Aminette fires a three, no good. Ball goes out of bounds off of a Bobcat. Clay County taking back over, looking at season totals provided by assistant coach Andrew Meadows, we see that Grant's shooting about 38% from behind the arc this year. Pretty high number. Silk with it for Clay County at left wing. Swings it to Smith in the corner. Now back out to Grant Strong. He thought about a three. Didn't pull the trigger, though. Works to Silk. Now arms. Now inside to Spivey, and Jeff's called for a travel.
I think he actually double dribbled.
Yeah, I tell you what, guys, 10 to nothing here for Clay County. But to me, it started on the defensive end. They got physical with Zach Amonette from the get-go, guys, and got him shook up here tonight. This entire team playing hard. Eli Smith, Amonette gets off his first shot tonight.
Just as we say that, he comes off of a
first
screen.
First clean look, and he knocks it down.
He's a great shooter. Can't take that away from him. Strong with it for Clay County. Top of the key working against Wattenbarger. Got tangled up, and Wattenbarger takes it away from him. Wattenbarger trying to go coast to coast, and he's called for the travel.
One of those walking calls.
2.5 minutes left in this opening quarter. 10-3 the score, kind of similar to the girls' contest.
You know, that's not something we're used to seeing at all levels anymore, an official calling a travel call.
A lot of them happening tonight here in Byrdstown. 10-3 the score. Slow start for each squad. Spivey with it, works into the paint, and they're going to call him an offensive foul. Jeff just can't catch a break early in this one. Second personal foul called against him. Two team fouls against Clay County, and they both belong to Spivey. 2:20 and ticking, first quarter. Wattenbarger fires a three, and it's good from the left corner, making it 10-6. Timeout taken by Coach Edwards. He don't like how things is going.
I don't think he was happy with him standing up there by himself that long.
No, wants to talk to his squad. 2:13 left in this opening quarter. Clay County 10, Pickett County 6.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Welcome back to Byrdstown, Tennessee. Clay County up 10-6. 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Grant Strong, two threes already and 8 points in this first quarter.
Eight of Clay County's 10. They have a four-point lead over Pickett County, who has 6. Gunner Silk with it, going to walk across the timeline, swinging Eli Smith left wing, now Keaton Arms out top. Thomas, we're seeing Arms on the perimeter tonight rather than the post. What's going on with that?
Well, it's just the same set we saw down at Jackson County. They're getting Arms on the perimeter, so Strong can dive deep and come off the double screen up top. If he doesn't have Strong, he takes it himself.
Strong now with it. Right elbow kicks to Smith. Long two-pointer. No good. Rebound Zach Amonette. The junior guard with it. He crosses the timeline. Amonette, another in, who's being considered, I believe, is a potential Mr. Basketball player. His Gunner still takes it away from him. And a foul called against Will Amonette. I don't know that he likes Gunner Silk taking it away from his brother Zach. It's a pretty hard foul there. But fortunately, Silk, one of the toughest players around, he'll take that contact and keep on going.
He will. And just a great play on the defensive end right there. Moved his feet, got in front of him, cut off the drive. Amonette extended the arm, trying to get some separation. And when he did, Silk slapped the ball away.
Gunner inbound. Has trouble finding somebody. Now he finds Arms. Keaton scores from the left block. First points of the contest for Keaton, and it's 12-6. Clay County currently has doubled up the Bobcats. Minute 20 and ticking, first quarter. Zach Amonette with it. Silk all over him. He gives it up to Copeland. Now to Wattenbarger. He fires a three, no good. Rebound Keaton Arms. Strong with it for Clay County across the timeline. He's at left wing working against Wattenbarger. Wants to take him to the hole. Wattenbarger does a good job, cuts him off. Jimmy Merchant ended up with the ball over on right block. Couldn't hang on, though. Wattenbarger takes it away from him, and he now works ahead to Zach Amonette. Amonette very frustrated early in this one. Gunner Silk all over him, as we knew he would be. 40 seconds and ticking. First quarter, Wattenbarger with it. And a foul's going to be called. Clay County fans wanted a travel against Wattenbarger, but that was not to be. Eli Smith picks up his first personal of the contest. Third team foul for Clay County. 40.7 seconds left. First quarter, 12-6. Dogs are up. Pickett County with the ball. On the inbound play, they work it down to the younger Wattenbarger, and he travels. There's a freshman, Heath, and his brother Hunter, a junior, both up on the floor right now for Pickett. So we've got the Wattenbarger brothers, the Aminette brothers, and the lone Caleb Lowhorn joining them.
Good defense right there by Grant Strong in the post. Keaton Arms coming over to help him out. And when you see those two collapsing on you, you're going to travel.
Clay County with the basketball. 20 seconds left in this opening quarter. Grant Strong with it. He's defended by Wattenbarger.
I think you'll see a high ball screen here. Keaton Arms probably coming up to set it.
Down to 10 seconds. Strong starting to direct traffic, puts
maybe
the play
not
into motion. Burchett sets the screen now. It's a double screen. Arms sets the second. Three-point attempt no good by Strong. And the ball goes out of bounds. Clay County maintains possession. 0.6 seconds on the clock, so time for a throw-in and tip-in, perhaps, Coach?
Yep, that's about the time you got.
And we saw maybe it earlier. They got Strong
probably
standing.
Probably try to look for Grant on this, so they'll cover him pretty good, probably.
Silked in, man. Works into Burchett. He gets off the shot. No good. Long two-pointer. Does not connect. First quarter's over. Clay County 12. Pickett County 6.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here at Ivan Burgstown for this second quarter. Clay County 12, Pickett County 6. Thomas, what about a score update on Strong and Aminette at the end of one?
8-3 in Strong favor at this point, guys. He had 8 early. You know, Clay County didn't put up many points there late. Pickett County, they got up 10-0. Pickett County 2 threes, and then Arms has got the bucket to make it 12-6.
Jimmy Burchett blocking a Zach Aminette 3-point attempt. Aminette picks up the loose ball off the floor, though. Worked it inside the Lowhorn. His shot no good. Rebound Jimmy Burchett. Burchett swings to Silk. He fires a 3. Yeah!
Got it. We've been needing one of them.
Gunner Silk knocking it down. And any more, you can count on Gunner for 2-3 triples a night. 7:26 mark of the second quarter, and the clock stops as a foul's called. I believe Arms are Strong one. It's going to be Arms picking up that personal. So one foul for Eli Smith, one foul for Keaton Arms, and two for Spivey, who's had to sit early in this one, picking up those two about halfway through the first quarter. Wattenbarger at the line to shoot two. First one's good. On the floor for Clay County, Grant Strong, Keaton Arms, Gunner Silk, Jimmy Burchett, and Eli Smith. Wattenbarger at the line to shoot a second. It's away. No good. Rebound Keaton Arms. Arms gives up to Strong. Grant across the timeline. He's at right wing. Drives inside. Spins to the left. Circles back out. Wattenbarger so far doing a pretty good job with Strong. Now Strong's, you know, got 10 or whatever you said it was, but pretty good job of Wattenbarger.
They're getting back and huddling in around the basket.
Doesn't look like him. He's pretty fleet of foot, Daniel. He's got some quickness to him for a post player, and like you say, staying in front of Strong anyway. He's having to pull up with a jump shot mostly.
Of course, 6 of Strong's points coming from 3-point makes outside. A foul called inside. Keaton Arms was working with it, and a Bobcat reaches in, draws contact. Foul was called against Will Aminette, actually, who ended up a mismatch, I suppose, down on Keaton Arms. That's 2 for the point guard for Pickett. Ball's inbound to D-Line Smith. He gives it off to Grant Strong at the top of the key. Strong wanting to drive against Wattenbarger. Pulls up at right elbow. Jump shot no good. Rebound by Heath Wattenbarger, the younger of the two. They work ahead to Will Aminette. He drives baseline. Jimmy Burchett called on a blocking foul.
No, they're going to call a blocking.
I didn't see Will Aminette's stride being broken by Burchett there as he picks up his first personal. We had a poor vantage point from up here, though.
We're a long way off.
Pickett County inbound, and they get back to the free throw line. What you would call a good foul there against Jimmy Burchett. It was inbounded to Hunter Wattenberger at right block. He was going to have an open look at it. Burchett coming in to stop the shot. Wattenberger going to go to the line and shoot two from there. First one's good. He may get his 2 points anyway. Bryce Bailey checking in. Jimmy Burchett checking out as he has two fouls.
Also have a sophomore John Hamilton in, resting, keeping arms at this point, Daniel.
Wattenberger hits them both. It's 15-9. Clay County up by six. We're still early in the contest here. 6:30 mark of the second quarter. Strong with it out top for Clay County. Continues to work against Wattenberger. Gives off to Silk. Silk into the paint. 6 foot jumper. Good.
Bank. Another good bank shot.
7 points on the night, I believe, for Gunner Silk. 6:15 and ticking. Wattenberger fires a long three. No good. Rebounded by Strong. Strong going to be fouled by Copeland. Slade Copeland, the senior, picks up his first personal. Third team foul against Pickett. 16 fouls against Clay at this point. Coach Jaminet over there talking to Copeland as he takes him out of the contest. Thomas, I know you are a classmate, so to speak, of Aminette, same graduating class. Of course, his Wake Forest career, everybody knows about that. Well, just how much experience does that bring to him as a high school coach?
Well, I think it does a whole lot. You know, you take it to a whole nother level, what you learn at the college level, and he brought it back here. And honestly, he coaches like he plays, pretty emotional on the sideline, and he wants to win. Daniel, he's one of the greatest to ever play here in the Upper Cumberland, if not the greatest shooter anyway. And, you know, he brings it every night still over on the bench.
Strong firing a long three, no good. Rebounded by John Hamilton. Silk with it, works to Bailey in the corner. Bailey dribbles back out top, hands off to Gunner. While we were talking there, Bryce Bailey missed a three-pointer. Zach Aminette missed a three-pointer. Now Clay Kenny's got the ball back. Smith with it right wing, works to Bailey in right corner. He goes inside to Strong. Strong working against Wattenberger into the paint, kicks out to Hamilton. Now swung back around the seal. Gunner drives, gets into the paint, gives it to Grant. Grant out left block. Pickett County doing a good job at point blank range cutting off the drive.
They are cutting off the drive, and they're collapsing on it too, Daniel. Once they cut it off, two more coming from both angles as Eli Smith picks up a foul out on the floor. Coach, you talked about it. Fouls coming kind of away from the ball here. That's a killer.
After the play's over with.
Bryce Bailey was driving, lost the handle on it. Smith trying to recover the loose ball was called for the foul. So that's two for Eli, two for Spivey, and two for Jimmy Burchett. And Keaton Arms has one. And we see the Bobcats walk to the other end of the floor. Will Aminette shoots the front end of a 1-1, and he misses that. Lowhorn called for the over-the-back foul. His arms pulled down the rebound. So 17 fouls pretty early in this second quarter for Clay County.
Yes.
4:49 mark, Clay County 17, Pickett County 9. I apologize, I don't think I've given the score in the last few moments. Clay County is up by 8. Been a low scoring affair between two pretty high-octane offenses.
Yeah, and it comes back to Coach Aminette's defense on this end. His arms, besides he'll take one from the free throw line, Daniel.
Missed the shot, a little too strong, rebounded by Wattenberger. He works ahead to Aminette. Now over to the younger Wattenberger. He drives and scores. Looks like Keaton Arms was set up and took what appeared to be a charge. However, they call a foul against Keaton, his second personal of the contest. So four Clay County players with two halfway through this second quarter. The younger Wattenberger hit the initial shot. He misses the three-point make. Strong on the rebound. His momentum carries him out of bounds. And they're going to say it's Pickett County basketball. 4:26 mark, second quarter. Pickett going to inbound off to our right. They do work at that hoop off to the right of our vantage point. Clay County in this first half shooting at the hoop to our left. Wattenberger misses the jump shot. Rebound Grant Strong. Grant playing quickly. He's wanting to score. Has not had a bucket in a few minutes. Shot
there he
is. And he draws the foul. Grant with a great play getting back to the line where he's about an 80% shooter on the season. On the floor for Clay County, John Hamilton, Gunnar Silk, Grant Strong, Jimmy Burchett, and Bryce Bailey. Setting early in this one with two fouls, Jeff Spivey, Keaton Arms, and Eli Smith. First one's away at, not the first, it was an and one opportunity. Strong does complete the three-point play. Dogs lead the Bobcats by 9, 20-11. Halfway through the second quarter, 4 minutes on the clock. Heath Wattenberger fires a three, no good. Rebound Grant Strong. Strong already with about five rebounds in the contest. Jimmy Burchett with it. Left wing for Clay County. Kicks it back out to Grant. He fires a long three, no good. Rebounded by Jimmy. Jimmy Burchett becoming a key player to this Bulldog team as we go into this stretch. Strong now with it. Drives baseline. And he's going to draw a foul. It's going to be the older Wattenberger, Hunter, picking up his first personal.
Yeah, Burchett playing some big minutes here. We talk about that every game, these guys coming in and making an impact. Jimmy Burchett's doing it here tonight with that second chance opportunity there.
Gunnar Silk going to inbound from beneath the Clay County goal. Works it into Burchett. He fires a three, top of the key. No good. Rebounded by Wattenberger. And they're going to call Hamilton for a foul. No, they're going to... Oh, we have officials disagreeing here. And that's very strange. There was an official about 10 feet from the ball. He said that Wattenberger had possession, and it was Clay County's ball. The official from across the court comes in, waves off that call, and says, no, it was a foul against Hamilton, and we're going to walk to the other end, and Wattenberger's going to shoot free throws.
And Coach Edwards arguing the fact with that official, Daniel. You know, if you step out of bounds before a foul, I think it's a dead ball pretty much.
You've left the
foul. I don't know how that is. Yeah. The foul came late as Hamilton couldn't gather himself there.
Wattenberger shoots the front end of a 1-1, misses it. Rebounded by Strong. 3.5 minutes left in the second quarter. 20-11 the score. Bulldogs with the lead and the ball. Strong jumper, good. Grant Strong from about 7 feet, turnaround jump shot, found its mark. Coach, we hadn't given you an opportunity to say much here.
I've been kind of watching the ball game, enjoying the play-by-play here. I thought I was at home, though, listening on my computer.
3:15 left in this second quarter. A missed shot by the Bobcats. Rebound by Gunnar Silk. Senior point guard pulls up, fires a three, no good. Rebound John Hamilton. Hamilton keeping it alive, kicking it out to his cousin, Jimmy Burchett. Jimmy swings it back out to Silk. Silk across the Strong at right wing. He continues to work against Wattenberger, beating that time, and Wattenberger reaches around and gets the foul. Second personal now for Wattenberger. So he'll have to back off of his defensive pressure a little bit with two personals.
Yes, he will. Of course, that puts us now in the 1-1. So
Clay County in the bonus, looks like.
17 foul. Four picket. Clay County with 9. 2:56 left in this second quarter. Currently, Clay County has picket doubled up, 22-11. More than that now, as Strong hits the front end, earns the right to shoot the second. 12-point lead for the Dogs, 23-11. I believe the final was a 15-point difference when they met back on January the 8th. .256 left here. I missed the second free throw. Strong hit it.
You made it, Daniel.
13 points now the lead. Clay County with some pressure on the inbound. Will Aminette in the trap has to give up to Wattenberger. He passes ahead to his brother. Hunter Wattenberger with it. Working against Hamilton in the paint. Shot's good. Good defense by John. Wattenberger just making the shot fall. 2:40 left in the quarter. Strong with it at right wing. Clay County up by 11. Jimmy Burchett fires a three right corner. No good. Rebound Hunter Wattenberger. Wattenberger with it. He slows it down at the top of the key. Burchett on the three-point attempt, kind of found himself wide open in the corner. Hard not to try to take that shot.
Yeah, you got to knock that down sometime.
Wasn't nothing that he forced, just a good opportunity for him to take it. As Wattenberger's called for the travel.
I'm telling you what, these guys have been on the floor game tonight.
They have.
Credit for that.
Making them, Coach Sims was talking about it, a lot of those calls you just don't see much anymore. And I think it makes them better ball handlers to hold them accountable.
Yes, it does.
Guys, 2 minutes to go here in this first half. Zach Aminette, 3 points tonight. We see Wattenberger handling the ball out front and being the focus of this offense. It's amazing what Gunnar Silk can do to shut down a player of his caliber.
Yeah, so far, absolutely. Gunnar Silk, the player of the game for Clay County, is what he's doing. You're not hearing us talk about it a lot because Aminette's not getting the ball. Because
with authority, he goes up and gets that one.
Hamilton pulling down the rebound off of Will Amonette. Missed three-pointer. Clay County back with the ball. Minute 35 and ticking. Second quarter. Bailey with it. Hands to Burgett. Jimmy down to Gunner. Gunner at the free throw line. Kicks to Bailey in the corner. He fires a three. No good. Rebound Heath Wattenbarger. The freshman gives off to Will Amonette. Amonette ahead with his brother Zach. Zach at left wing. Silk all over him. Let's see what happens here. He gives it up. Now with Amonette out top, drives inside, working against Strong, gets to the hoop, misses the shot, Strong wins the rebound. Minute 10 left in the second quarter, 24-13, Clay County leads by 11, Strong with it in the paint, 6-foot jumper, good. He pivoted to the left, pivoted to the right, spun, hit the shot, I'm sure something else I didn't even see. 1 minute left in this first half of play, Clay County with Pickett County doubled up right now, 26-13. Heath Wattenbarger scores from right block. Making it 26-15. Pickett County refusing to go away in this one. One thing we've not mentioned much since the announcement of the starting lineups, John Parker Reagan, the, I think, four-year starter for Pickett County.
Yes.
I know a three-year starter out with a knee injury during his senior year. You hate to see that. And certainly that's made this Pickett County team a little less potent than they would be. He's a great player.
You know, I guess they're still kind of, you know, developing it into a team again after losing a key member of their team.
Got the last.
The team chemistry, all those things change when you lose someone like that.
10 seconds left in this second quarter. Gunner Silk with it into the paint. Shot 7. Good. What a move by Gunner Silk. 5 seconds left. Pickett County with the ball. Long three-pointer taken by Hunter Wattenbarger at the buzzer. It's no good. Clay County 28, Pickett County 15 here in Burgstown. And it's time for the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsborough, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina. Serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
we'll find a way that you can contribute. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Byrdstown, Tennessee, here at halftime, where Clay County leads Pecos County 28-15 here at intermission. Clay County doubled them up 12-6 by the end of the first quarter, and then it was a six-point ball game midway through the second stanza when Grant Strong went on a personal 7-0 run to get it out to 13. The team traded buckets in the last minute of the first half, and it's a 13-point ball game, 28-15. For Pecos County, Hunter Wattenberger has 10 points at the break. Heath Wattenberger, his brother, has two, and Zach Eminette held to 3 points so far here in the first half by the defense of senior Gunner Silt, who's doing it on both ends of the court tonight. He's got 9 points at the break. Keaton Arms has two, but Grant Strong, 17 first half points. We've seen him. He will not be denied. He made two threes in the first quarter and then took it to the rack in the second stanza for 17 here at the half to give Clay County this 13-point lead, 28-15 here at halftime in Byrdstown. Stay with us for more of the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show. It's time for the budget pest control boys 6A update. Recent district action this past Friday, it was Clark Range beating Monterey 65-52. Clay County beat Jackson County 77-65. Pecos County beat Ribbon Springs 78-27. And Gordonsville lost to Drowsdale, 52-66. So, Coach Watson, those two games you picked did not go your way in that one. Two upsets taking place. Tonight's games, 4-14, Clark Range is at 9-6, Drowsdale. 17-2, Clay County leads 28-15 over 15-4, Pecos County at halftime. 0-20, Redbourn Springs hosting 12-9, Jackson County. And 7-10, Gordonsville hosting 7-15 Monterey. So, Coach, who do you like in 4-14 Clark Range at 9-6 Trousdale?
Well, let me see if I can say Troutdale's going to win it big, and maybe I'll jinx them.
What about 7-10 Gordonsville hosting 7-15 Monterey? That's a close game.
You know, I'm going to go with Gordonsville again.
Current District 6A standings. Clay County leads with an 11-0 district record. Piggott County in second place currently, 9-1. Trousdale in third, 7-4. Jackson County fourth, 6-5. Monterey fifth, 4-8. Two teams tied for sixth, Gordonsville and Clark Range, both 3-6 in the conference. And eighth place, Red Bull and Springs at 0-12. Our sister district, District 5A, Van Buren County boys lead that one. Second place, South Pittsburgh. Third place, Hardy Memorial. And fourth place, Whitmore. Boys 6A update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Bugs aren't as mean when Budget's on the scene.
I know we've got a few minutes here to talk about another state champion we have in our midst. We, like the 5th and 6th grade girls did earlier in the week, the 7th and 8th grade Bulldog won the James C. Hale State Tournament with a 48-32 title victory over Waynesboro to get to 13-2 on the season. Nate Adams faced the Junior Dogs with 22 points in their title game win, while Lance Burchett also reached double figures with 16. Nolan Adams scored 5, Hayden Adams added 3, and Reese Adams had 2. Other team members include Warren Melton, Ethan Hayes, Caden Strong, Keaton Roberts, Cole Lees, and Waylon Cherry. The Junior Dogs were coached by Joe Adams and assisted by Michael Adams and Ethan Reagan. You know, the boys advanced to the championship with wins over Columbia Academy and Frank Hughes. Nate Adams, Nolan Adams, and Lance Burchett were named to the all-tournament team. Coach, we've got a pretty good class coming up, don't we?
Listening to all that, I believe all the Adams and Burchetts and the Meltons are all cousins, maybe.
They might be. They're all tied together.
And I think they're all of their parents and grandparents. We've got some Hall of Fame members in there. And
yeah.
Just the old apple don't fall too far from the tree, apparently.
But no kidding, guys. Two champions of that James C. Hale tournament this year. You go back through the last decade or so, or even way back, we've been pretty dominant down there.
Did we win it last when John Hamilton and those guys were seniors? I believe we did. Then.
Probably back-to-back champs during those 2 years. Time for this third quarter to start. 28-15, been a low-scoring contest. The team slip into the floor. Clay County going to be shooting at the hoop to our right here during this second half of play. Grant Strong opens up with a jump shot from the free throw line. It's no good. Rebounded.
Still short on everything tonight.
Just a little bit. Rebounded by the younger Wattenberger, who took on, I guess, kind of the big role since John Park Reagan's been out. He's a freshman, tall kid, playing a good basketball game, and he has it in the right corner, gives it up to Will Amonette. Now Hunter Wattenberger fires a three, and he hits it. On the floor for Clay County to start the second half, the original five starters. That makes it a 10-point game after Wattenberger finds the mark from distance, 28-18. Strong with it, top of the key, swings it to Gunner Silk. Gunner going to work against Will Amonette, drives into the paint, hands off to Spivey. Spivey now pulls up on the dribble, gives to Eli Smith, drives the right side baseline, jump shot, no good, rebounded by Slade Copeland, who dishes out to Hunter Wattenberger. Ball now at right wing in the hands of Will Amonette. He drives and travels.
We talked about the defense of Gunner Silk. How about Eli Smith, guys? He's the second one on that. The possession before that, we saw Silk pass Zach Amonette off to Smith. That's hard to say, Silk to Smith. But just both of them playing great tonight.
They do. They complement each other well, and they cause a lot of trouble for the opposition. Strong misses another jumper to start this third quarter. 6:40 mark. It's 28-18. Piggott County cutting it now to an 8-point game. This is eerily similar so far to the girls' contest. Hopefully with a different outcome. Coach Edwards wanting to make sure that Piggott County doesn't get a run here. Calls a full timeout. 6.5 minutes left, third quarter. Clay County 28, Piggott 20.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. 6:31 mark of this third quarter as we're back under action. Gunner Silk with it, top of the key for Clay County. Gunner been such a great Bulldog during his 4 years of playing. Going to really miss him after this season's over. Fortunately, he's got the best part of his career coming postseason of his senior year. He hands off to Grant Strong. Strong with it at right wing, directing traffic. Continues to work against Wattenberger. He hands off to Smith. Now Spivey with it. Right elbow. Pulls up. Gives it back to Grant. Strong drives the left side of the lane. Spins into the paint. Shots up. No good. Got his own rebound. The putback. No good. But he drew the foul. We've seen Strong a lot this year working hard in the paint. Sometimes he will miss that initial attempt, but cleans up the putback. And if not, draws the foul and goes to the line where he usually always makes. 6 minutes on this clock, and it stopped as he's at the line to shoot. First one's away and good.
You know, we've seen him come out and miss a few elbow jump shots. You get to the line, coach, get that stroke back going here with those free throws, don't you?
Strong hits both of them, putting Clay County up by 10, 30-20. 5:55 mark. And Zach Emined has been held to 3 points. In this contest,
he's got one clean look all night, guys. That came in the first quarter, and he knocked it down, and that's it.
Over and back called against Clay County. No, against Pickett, I'm sorry. Gunner Silk there to disrupt the action. As we mentioned so far, Silk, the man tonight, holding with him at the 3 points. Strong with it. Kicked out to Silk. He fires a three. Yeah! Gunner Silk has 10 over that.
Give him a cool dozen, Daniel. With that three, had 9 in the first half. He's got 12.
Silk with 12. Aminet with it. Right wing. Swings to his brother, Will. Now Heath Wattenberger at left wing. Wattenberger defended by arms. He gives off to his older brother, Hunter, who's defended by Spivey. Wattenberger drives, uses a screen, kicks it back over to Aminette. That was Will. He shot the three, no good. Rebound Slade Copeland. Copeland swings it back out. It was. Copeland works back out now to Will Aminette, who's working against Eli Smith. He loses the handle on the ball, and it's a turnover. Will Aminette very frustrated tonight with the pressure that Silk and Smith have been applying, and a timeout taken by Pickett County. 4:53 to go here in this third quarter. Clay County up by 13.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleader.
Only 3 Bulldogs on the board tonight. Grant Strong has 19, Gunner Silk up to 12, Keaton Arms 1 bucket with 2, but Clay County leads by 13, 33-20 here. 5 minutes to go in this third quarter, Daniel.
And they have possession of the basketball. Low scoring contest by Clay County measures. Far as that goes by Pickett's too. For Pickett to only have 20 points halfway through the third quarter, what a tremendous defensive effort by the Bulldogs. Silk with it, drives baseline, in under the hoop. Looks like he was fouled. Ball goes out of bounds off Copeland's hands. And Clay County going to maintain possession. A whole lot of nights, that would have drew the whistle. Gunner going to inbound. Has trouble finding a man. Close to a 5 count. Finally gets it in. His pass stolen, though, by Wattenberger. Silk had to try to force it, or he was going to get the whistle. It's Spivey picking up the foul on Strong. Grant Strong going to come over the top and pick up the foul. Pickett County had a fast break opportunity off of Wattenberger's steal. Strong hustling down the floor.
Got the foul on the floor.
Yeah, he's going for the block, guys, and the Bobcat just faked the shot and stood there. Strong got up in the air and under.
Wattenbarger jump shot, right elbow, no good, and then a foul call against Slade Copeland. Strong was going up for the rebound. Copeland got into him. Third personal against Copeland. Pickett County with two team fouls in the second half. Clay County with one. Bulldogs back in possession. 13 points to lead for Clay County. Coach Edwards meeting Pickett County for the 65th time in his career. Wattenbarger comes up with a steal. Who'd he take it away from?
Bad pass. Yeah.
Pickett County with the basketball. Will Eminette out top. Gives to Hunter Wattenbarger, who swings to his brother Heath. He fires a three, no good. Rebound Grant Strong. Strong with it. Going to cross the timeline. Working at left wing. Fires the three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound with Eminette. Eminette going to cross the timeline. 3:30 and ticking, third quarter. Will going all the way to the hoop, tried to dish across to Copeland in the paint. He missed it. Zach Eminette, however, picked up the loose ball, and he's going to be fouled, going to go to the line.
I think that was a publicity foul.
Gunner Silk getting the foul, his first of the contest, and what a credit to his fine play to only have one foul after playing such great defense this entire contest.
He's doing a great job tonight.
Zach Eminette hits the free throw.
Eminette, that was the second field goal that he shot all night long, guys, and that one came on a long term rebound that Silk didn't know was anywhere around
it. Well, it was the pass, you know, with Eminette trying to dish it to Copeland.
It looked like a rebound.
Yeah. wasn't even intended for Zach, so you're right. The only he only got the temp because it was a busted play. 3:20 and ticking, third quarter. Clay County up by 11, 33-22. And honestly, at this point, this 11-point lead feels like a lot.
It does, yeah. But that's, you know, Coach Eminette keeping it a low-scoring ball game. We talked about the defense that this Pitt County team played. They've done pretty well. Just three players on the board for Clay County. His arms misses a little 6-foot jump shot there. Rebound Pitt County, and they're coming the other way, Daniel.
Well, Eminette with it tries to get into the paint. He's cut off by Silk. He dishes off to Lowhorn, and Lowhorn scores. 33-24, make it a 9-point game. Single digits. Silk with it. Kicks over to Strong. Strong working against Wattenbarger into the paint. Shots up. They're going to say he traveled on the floor. These officials like the travel call.
They do. I mean, that was a double pump fake there by Strong two ways. Kept his pivot foot the whole time, I thought, guys. But the travel call.
Get that long body, something they don't believe he can make that kind of distance.
He can do some things that a lot of folks can't. Wattenbarger in the paint, kicks it out of the wind. I mean, he fires a three, and it's good. And all of a sudden, that 11-point lead's been cut to 6, 33-27. Silk with it, right wing, into the paint, kicks out to Spivey. Spivey one that's only taken, I think, one field goal attempt on the night. As he fires a three right now, a little bit off, hits the side of the rim, rebounded by Heath Wattenbarger. Spivey a good scorer, but to get those points, you've got to take shots. And Jeff had to sit the majority of the second quarter due to having two early fouls.
7-0 run for Pickett County here. Will Eminette's first points of the night with that three-pointer on that last possession, Danny.
Hunter Wattenbarger with it, right wing, defended by Spivey. Using a low horn screen, he dribbles to the left, drives into the paint, kicks out to Will Eminette. Silk all over him. Shots up and good, though.
Make it a 9-0 run, Daniel. Clay County only 5 points on the board here in the third period, but Strong makes it 7.
Get back.
Two more points for Grant Strong as he hits a 6-foot jumper. 35-29 the score. 6-point contest. Minute 15 left in this third quarter. Pickett County with the basketball. Wattenbarger fires a three. Hits it. We've got a 3-point game. Very similar to the girls' contest earlier. In case you weren't listening, Clay County led a lot of that one. During the third quarter, Pickett County reclaimed the lead and held on to win it. Keaton Arms in the paint. He draws a foul. Going to be Heath Wattenbarger, the freshman, being called for the foul. And head coach Joseph Aminette, very fortunate to get these two quality transfers in junior Hunter Wattenberger and freshman Heath.
Yeah, he plays huge minutes here, especially without the senior Reagan not on the floor. Wardenberger, the elder, has been the feature of this offense, really, with Aminette shut down by Silk. Arms misses the first, Daniel.
On the floor for Clay County, Spivey Strong, Arms, who's at the line to shoot a second, Burgett and Silk. Second free throw's good, and the Dogs are back up by four. 52 seconds left. In the third, Keaton Arms going to check out. John Hamilton going to check in. Also, yeah, I thought Bryce Bailey had come out too, but he is not. Silk, Strong, Spivey, Burchett, and Hamilton to finish the quarter, it looks like. 40 seconds now. Will Aminette inside. Shots up. Good. Will Aminette having a big third quarter. 35 seconds left. Clay County back with the ball. It's a two-point game. 36-34. Silk to the hoop, and he's going to be fouled. Caleb Lowhorn came over the top. It was a good play by him. However, drew some contact, and Silk going to go to the line to shoot two. Gunner leads the Dogs in free throw percentage on the year. He hits another. He was 100%. Going back to the Clark Range game a week ago, my totals are about three games old now. He has missed one since then, but only one on the season, I believe. Second one's away by Gunner. It's also good. 30 seconds left in the third. Clay County back out in front by four, 38-34. Pickett County with the basketball. They'll have to decide if they want to play for the last shot or play quickly. Looks like they're going to play for the last shot. 20 seconds now on it, and Wattenberger just letting time tick away.
They're going to see some pressure here from Spivey to try to speed this thing up, Daniel.
Aminette with it, right wing, inside to Wattenberger. Baseline jump shot, no good. He was fouled, though, by John Hamilton. John's second? They called it on Spivey. I thought it was Hamilton. Spivey picks up his third. I was wrong. It was not Hamilton. Wattenberger at the line with 9 seconds left here in the third quarter. He hits the first free throw, making it a three-point game, 38-35. Hamilton checks out, arms back in for this last offensive possession of the quarter. Back to the original five starters for Coach Edwards. Wattenberger misses the second one. Rebound Grant Strong, 7 seconds. He's across the timeline, into the paint. Shots up and good. Pickett County wanted a travel call, but they're not going to get it. Third quarter end on a Grant Strong layup, extending Clay County's lead to five. It's Bulldogs 40, Bobcats 35.
When there are just seconds to go and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
8 minutes left to settle it, Coach. What do you think?
I think we've got a barn burner.
40-35.
And
both teams getting hot.
Man, they've got possession to begin this second half. So we need a good defensive stand right now to kind of set the pace for the rest of this quarter.
5 minutes to go in that third. Clay County up 13. 9-0 run from Pickett County to get it back to a five-point ball game. They outscored the Bulldogs 20-12 in the third, Daniel.
Don't often see that being the case for Clay County. Pickett County with it. Wattenberger right wing, gives to his brother. Now back to Hunter Wattenberger. He's working against Spivey, gets into the paint, has to kick it back out. Jeff cuts him off. Will Aminette now with it, top of the key. Eli Smith there to shut him down. He gives it up to Zach Amanet didn't even recognize him. He's touched it so little. Gunner Silk has shut him down tonight. Will Amanet fires a three and a touch foul called on Eli Smith. Will flopping to the floor, doing a good job of acting, trying to get that call. I hate to be ugly like that, but that's what happened.
Well, and it's went on all night.
A call like that is a common foul.
Yeah.
And he was already on the floor, supposedly, when he got had nothing to do with his shot.
Will Amanet at the line to shoot three, and he misses the first. Second one's away. It's good. Makes it a four-point game, 40-36. Third one's away, also good. Single possession game right now, 40-37. 7:20 left in this fourth quarter. Strong with it out top. Wattenberger defending him. Strong's got several tonight. Thomas could tell us exactly. Around 20, I suppose. Well below his average right now. He averages about 33 a game. Credit Wattenberger with good defense tonight.
He's done a pretty good job. He's got 23 so far. Daniel Silk with 14. Arms with 3.
Strong in the paint. Loses the handle on it. Keaton Arms there to save it. And they're going to call a charge on him. And I'm not a fan. Keaton Arms called for his third personal.
That's pretty weak.
One thing I told Coach Sims before we came on air when I saw the officiating crew, I said, well, it's going to be entertaining tonight because
yeah.
You never know what you're going to get here. I'm not saying they're doing a bad job, but they end up making somebody pretty mad and somebody pretty happy each time, you know.
No doubt.
Wattenberger fires a three, and it's good. Great shot by him, and we're knotted up at 40 in Birdstown. 6.5 minutes left to play in the contest. Strong with it, top of the key. Drives the right side of the lane, backs it back out. It was Hunter Wattenberger that knocked down that three-pointer. He's defending Strong. Strong into the paint. Dishes it up to Smith. Smith scores. Good vision by Strong. Good finish by Smith. 42-40. Clay County back in front by two. Head coach Joseph Amanet up on his feet, shouting instructions at one of his sons, Will, with the ball he dishes off to. He's Amanet, and a foul going to be called or travel.
Offensive foul. Strong drawing the charge, Daniel.
Charge called. I believe it was Heath Wattenberger drawing his third personal.
This is the type of game we expected right here late in the game, Daniel. Clay County controlled the entire first half, led by 13. But Peking County, you got to give this team credit. Their leader only 5 points tonight. Wattenberger has 20 to lead them. And then Will Amanet coming back in the second half with almost double figures with 9. They played well here tonight. Moving screen, I think, on Keaton Arm, trying to get Spivey open for 3.
I believe that it's Smith that draws
Smith,
the foul.
Okay.
So Pickett County back in possession. Clay County with a 2-point lead, 42-40. We very well could be seeing what will be the district tournament title game. Obviously, these two teams a little bit better than the other 6 squads in the district. Just a great matchup here, and it feels like a postseason-style atmosphere. It fires a three, knocking it down. Pickett County takes their first lead in a long time in this contest. I don't know if they've led it all tonight. Jimmy Burchett with it. Kicks it out to Jeff Spivey, left corner. He hands off to Strong. Strong goes baseline, spins into the paint, shots up and good. Clay County back in front by 1. And we're getting down to the nitty-gritty here. 5 minutes left in the contest. 44-43. Pickett County trails by 1, and they have the basketball. Wattenberger's turned into the offensive juggernaut for him tonight, as Thomas has been talking about. Gunner Silk's taking Zach Amanet out of the contest. Will Amanet fires a three. It bounces around. No good. Rebound Jimmy Burchett. Burchett across the timeline. He gets to the hoop. Dishes off to Arms at left block, who kicks out to Spivey. His three goal. Jeff Spivey with his first points of
big
the contest.
Big bucket.
And it couldn't have come at a better time. 47-43. Burchett knocks it out of bounds. And a timeout, I think, going to be taken by Amanet. No, they're going to say.
Out of bounds.
Burchett knocks it out of bounds. Pickett County going to inbound from in front of the scorer's table. Heath Wattenberger works it into his brother Hunter, who's in the right corner. Wattenberger now being defended by Gunner Silk.
Yeah, and you see Jimmy, well, actually,
5-second call right before Gunner Silk could have been called for a foul.
Oh, me.
Great job by Silk.
You know, you wouldn't think that Wattenberger he could even stick with. He's given up, you know, what, 6 inches on him probably, Daniel?
Yeah.
It's just amazing, the defense. Coach Edwards making the adjustment, putting him over on Wattenberger, who has 20 tonight, taking him off of Amonette. We saw Spivey checking Amonette that time down.
Burchett with it. Swings it to Spivey at right wing. Now back around the arms in left corner. Back to Burchett at left wing. He's undefended. They're daring him to shoot the three. He looks to Coach Edwards. Coach calls for something different. Talking about Silk on defense, Thomas, I've watched a lot of Bulldog basketball over the last couple decades, and he's probably the best individual defender I've seen.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, Coach Edwards has had some good ones, too.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
You go back to B.J. Emerson and Heath Kimes and on as you go farther back. But Gunner Silk, at any position, Daniel, he can guard you.
Strong with it for Clay County. 3:40 and ticking, fourth quarter. Jump shot by Strong in the paint. Good. 49-43. Clay County back in front by 6. Jimmy Burchett in the backcourt creating pressure. They're going to call him for the foul, I believe. Just a great job by Jimmy, who was all over Will Amonette. They do call him for the foul. Coach Edwards not at all happy about it either. Slamming the water bottle on the floor in frustration.
You don't see that much, Daniel. And he just hates to see the bailout call on the foul with such a defensive effort given there by Jimmy Burchett.
17th foul against Clay County. Will Amonette goes to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. 3:31 on the clock as the first one's away. It's good. Earns the right to shoot the second. A big bucket there, making it 49-44. 17 fouls for Clay County, 5 for Pickett.
That free throw stops a Clay County 7-0 run that's got them this lead back.
Amonette hits them both. 49-45. 4 points the difference. 3.5 minutes left to settle it here in Byrdstown between District 6A's top two units.
We saw Coach Edwards go try to post up Strong on the beginning of that last possession. They doubled down on him, actually had three guard him, then he pulled him out and isolated him at the top where he's got it now, Daniel.
He's at right wing, working against Wattenberger, backs up, now drives into the paint at right elbow, pulls up, kicks to Spivey, he drives baseline, 10-foot jumper, good.
Good shot. Good job, Jeff. Great shot. Good pass from Grant.
Under 3 minutes now. 2:55. Hunter Wattenberger to the hoop. He scores. 51-47. Strong with it. Right wing. Wants to go baseline. Wattenberger cuts him off. He circles back out to the top. Kicks it to Jimmy Burchett at left wing. They're content to not guard Jimmy out there, using that extra man on other people. Burchett with it. Top of the key. Swings to Spivey at right wing. What are we seeing defensively here, Thomas?
Just a man defense. You just got Lowhorn sagging off of Jimmy Burchett here to give him the help on arms now in the paint. Burchett's just got a two-on-two here with Lowhorn.
Back up there, Jimmy. Get you. We can kill some time. We're ahead.
Right. We've got a 4-point lead. Let Jimmy bring it out. Suck Lowhorn out where he can take him to the hole.
Burchett hands off to Strong. Strong under pressure from Wattenberger. He beats him. Lowhorn picks him up. Now a double team. Strong has to get rid of it, and we're going to see a jump ball call as Hunter Wattenberger comes in. You have Lowhorn in front of Strong. He picks the ball up above his head to protect it, and it's Wattenberger reaching from behind, grabbing the basketball. Fortunately, the possession arrow was in favor of Clay County. So with a minute 59 left, Spivey going to inbound for the Bulldogs. Works into Silk. 51-47 the score. Clay County with a 4-point lead. Possession arrow now waiting for Pickett. And Will Amonette, with good defense of his own, disrupting Gunner Silk's dribble. He travels, or actually double dribbles. Timeout taken. Pickett County going to be in possession when we come back from break. A minute 52 left in this fourth quarter. Clay County 51, Pickett County 47.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Minute 52 left to settle it here in Bergstown, and Coach, that can be a long time
yes,
in a game like here.
Yes, it can.
Pickett County with the basketball. Will Aminette across the timeline, defended by Jimmy Burchett. Beats Burchett. Now Burchett cuts him back off. Aminette picks up the dribble. He's stuck. Hands off to Wattenberger, who goes baseline. Shots up. No good. Rebound strong. Minute and a half here, so are you aggressive? Do you go to the hoop or do you make them foul? It looks like Strong goes to the hoop and he scores.
That's a good move.
6-point lead for Clay County. Minute 25 and ticking.
Good defense now.
53-47. Wattenberger with it.
Keep that clock rolling.
Right wing defended by Spivey. He hands off to Will Aminette. Out top, who's defended by Burchett. Down to a minute 10. Zach Aminette with him. He's been held probably to his season low so far on the night. He's in single digits. Lowhorn, though, adds two more points. 1 minute left in the contest. It's a four-point game, 53-49. Each team has several timeouts left. They can stop the clock. Silk with it, left wing. Hands off to Burchett. Burchett going to give it to Strong.
I think that's where it needs to stay, Daniel. Let Strong hold it. They're going to have to foul. Ticking down under 50 seconds here, and we know how good he is at the line.
Six, team foul against Pickett.
Pickett had one to give.
One more, we shoot.
Eli Smith checking back in. Jimmy Burchett checking out. On the floor for Clay County, the original five starters. Keaton Arms to inbound from in front of the scorer's table, 48.2 seconds. He works it into Spivey. Spivey going to be fouled by Zach Aminette. Spivey going to go to the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. And he's around 80% on the season from the charity stripe.
You know, just finally set out pretty much this entire game in foul trouble over there. But he came in, he's got five fourth quarter points, and those shots he made, the three was huge, and he's going to sink the first free throw.
Big bucket, 54-49. 5 points the difference. Second one's away by Spivey, also good. Putting it out to a 6-point lead, 55-49. 45 seconds left here in Burchtown. Aminette across the timeline. It's Will with it. He's working against Eli Smith. 8-foot jumper, no good. Rebound Keaton Arms.
Big board right there by Arms.
Keaton going to be fouled by Heath Wattenberger. Wattenberger's fourth. And Keaton going to go to the line to shoot.
You don't see him there much, Daniel. He's 1-for-2 so far tonight here, 50%. I don't recall him going to the line much this season.
Only 4 of 9 attempts on the season.
Dribbled in.
Make it 5 of 10, a big one there. And what was big about it, it makes it 56-49, a 3-possession ball game now with only 36.1 seconds left. Second one's away, no good. Rebounded by Hunter Wattenberger. 33 seconds. Wattenberger across the timeline. He's got the right wing. Goes between the legs. Now a 10-foot jumper. Good. Off the glass. Timeout taken by Joseph Aminette. 26.6 seconds left in the contest. Clay County 56. Pickett County 51. 5-point difference.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
26.6 seconds left to settle it here in Burchtown, 56-51. Clay County up by 5. Bulldogs will be inbounding here. Pickett County going to use full court man pressure. Keaton Arms to inbound. He works it in to Grant Strong. Actually, it's stolen. Hunter Wattenberger with it. Shot up. Good. We've got a 3-point game.
56-53. Inbounded now to Strong. Strong going to be fouled by number 5, Dylan Anderson. Pickett County using that full court man pressure. Stole the Keaton Arms inbound pass. Got the 2 points, making it a 3-point game, 56-53. Grant Strong at the line with 16.9 seconds left in the contest for the front end of a 1-1. It's away and good. 4-point game, two possessions.
He got 30, Daniel, with that free throw. Can make it 31 right here.
Weeby had 33 when the teams met back in January. Make it 31. He hits them both. Big buckets there. 5 points the difference, 58-53. 16.9 seconds left here. And it's a full timeout taken, so we'll go ahead and play one ad and then come back.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here, still in timeout, 16.9 seconds left on the clock. Clay County 58, Pickett County 53, 5 points, the lead, 2 possessions right now, Thomas.
Yeah, and, you know, Clay County, they had a little slump there in that third quarter. Got outscored, and Pickett County made a run at them. But you can see Coach Edwards and this team growing up a little bit right here. They haven't faced a whole lot of adversity. They've lost a couple of games to some really big teams. But, guys, they've won, what, 10 or 12 in a row now. They're getting challenged here tonight, and this could go a long way.
They've not played a ton of tight games. You know, they've ended up drawing away by 10, 15 points, sometimes more, in most of their wins. Ball inbounded to Wattenberger. He's got it top of the key. 13 seconds. Now Strong now with good defense. Disrupts the ball. Finally, they work over to Aminette. Now Zach Aminette with it. He tries to fire a three. Can't do it. Wattenberger fires a three and hits it. 2.9 seconds left on the clock. Timeout taken. A big shot by Hunter Wattenberger. 2 points the difference. 58-56. Now, what you've got to remember here is that on the last inbound after a made shot,
yeah,
Pickett County stole the Keaton Arms inbound pass and laid it in. Wattenberger did that. So, kind of vulnerable here.
We might need to look all the way down the floor.
May need
to. Because they're putting three guys close to where Grant's at.
Coach Edwards over there drawing something up here, guys.
Maybe
I like your idea, Coach. Maybe four up here on the baseline. That's throwing in. Send one long. If you got it, take it.
2.9 seconds. Teams are in timeout.
And you know, Keaton Arms, he can make that pass.
Oh,
down,
yeah,
the sideline. Of course, playing quarterback for the Bulldogs on the gridiron. But you want to get it in Strong's hands, of course. The best free throw shooter on the floor, the best ball handler on the floor. You want
right.
it in the man's hands, don't you,
right.
Coach?
Right. I mean, you know, we've got to get the ball inbounds. We've got, we've got timeouts left, so we don't have to really panic. You know, just find that good pass and get the ball across high court or whatever. And
I'm sure on the other
bench. We know we'll probably have to shoot a couple of foul shots.
On the other bench, you know, Coach Aminette saying, do not let Strong catch it. Let's double him. Let's do what we can. Put it in the hands of somebody else right here.
Here we go. Teams come back out. 2.9 seconds on the clock. Clay County 58, Pickett County 56. Keaton Arms going to inbound. We do see this full court pressure out of Pickett County. They've got everybody covered up. Here he goes. Handed in to Strong, and he's fouled. 2.2 seconds. So Strong ends up running directly in front of Arms. He basically just hands it to him.
Yes.
And Strong at the line here, 0.7 seconds went off the clock there. So a pretty good job, honestly, by the Pickett County timekeeper to have such a quick finger there. That was probably an accurate representation of how long it took. Strong at the line, 58-56. Double bonus, so he will shoot two. Misses the first one. Clay County has their original 5 starters on the floor. Strong in the line with a second free throw attempt. It's away. Hits it. 3-point game. 59-56. Kick it on the inbound. Wattenberger with a desperation three. No good at the buzzer. Hit the backboard. Went into the rim and bounced out. This one goes final.
What a classic installment of this great matchup between the District 6A top two teams. Clay County getting taken to the wire by Piggott County. However, Coach Edwards and the Bulldogs victorious 59-56 here in Burtstown tonight. It was a thriller. Stay with us, folks, for the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry Panamax surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation.
Back here live on the Farm Bureau postgame show.
No disappointment tonight.
Not at all. Other than the girls' game, they are 14-7 now with their loss tonight, 62-9. But the boys go to 18-2. 12-0 in the district after winning 59-56. Time now for the Bulldog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee.
You want to do one more thing before we remind everyone? We've got, what, three straight home games now?
Four straight home games.
Because the East Robertson game was...
And as far as it, just to clarify once on that before we start the single panels wrap up, it's my understanding, I've not talked to CCHS Principal Tia Arms about it, but I do know that anybody and everybody's welcome. There may be a maximum limit on how many they allow in at those next four home games. However, I don't think anybody will be turned away. I think that number will be set high enough where nobody will run into issues.
I saw the number 600, I believe.
Okay.
They had a list on the TLSAA site last night of schools that had reported what they were going to allow.
Sounds about right. That's about one-third capacity, which is still a huge number.
Right. Bottom line, we're looking for the same type of atmosphere we saw here
big crowd
tonight in Pickett County, in Clay County, the rest of the regular season. That's a good point, Coach. Well, guys, this one started out low-scoring ball game, and that kind of had me worried throughout. You know, Clay County did build a 13-point lead at the break. They were only up six when Grant Strong went on a personal 7-0 run midway through that second stanza and kind of stretched this one out here. And then Pickett County returned the favor in the third, outscored them 20-12, and actually took a lead midway. Where was that? That was early fourth quarter, I think. I can't remember. Can't find it here. Actually took their first lead, and then Clay County rallied for this three-point win here tonight. And, guys, there's a lot of players that contributed in this one.
Guys, I think that may be the second time this year we've been outscored in that third quarter. I think we were outscored up at Scott County at the play day up there by Webb in the third quarter.
It's something you don't see much.
I can't think of another third quarter where we've been outscored.
But Clay County regained that lead. There it is. Pickett County cut into it in that third quarter. They still led by 40-35 heading into the fourth. And then Pickett County again outscores 21-19 down the stretch for this three-point victory for Clay County. For Pickett County, it was all about Hunter Wattenberger. Finished with 29 points tonight, guys. Seeing that big number there, you'd have thought it would be from one of the Aminettes. I'm surprised by it.
Well, he's had some other games earlier where he had up in the 30s, maybe at least a couple of times this season. And I know early on maybe he had a game where he had maybe 34, 35 points. So he is capable of scoring. But he had to do it tonight because
he did.
Because really both the Aminette brothers really weren't very much offensive threats tonight because of some great defense, though. Right?
No doubt about it. Will Aminette did have 14 points. All in that second half, rallied the Bobcats to get them as close as they did. Caleb Lohorn had four, Slay Copeland two. And then the story of the night, guys, Zach Aminette, averaging probably 25 points, had 27 in the last contest. Gunner Silk holding him to 5 points tonight.
That's a tremendous defensive job, guys.
It's just unbelievable.
It is.
I mean, that's like taking Grant Strong and holding him to 10.
That's right.
You know, pretty much what it is. He's averaging 25. Grant's averaging 35, whatever it is. So it's just an amazing feat here. For Clay County, Grant Strong led the way with 32 points. Jeff Spivey, only 7, but they came when they mattered, guys.
They
were sitting on the bench smoking
timely,
this contest.
Very timely scores by
all
Jeff.
All 7 of them in the fourth quarter. To kind of seal this one. And then Keaton Arms, 4 big points. Eli Smith, 1 bucket. And Gunner Silk,
besides a big bucket, guys.
It was a big bucket. Besides his defense, had 14 points tonight, and they came at big times, too, two threes. So just we talked about we wanted to see Clay County challenge. Well, they were here in the second half here at Birdstown.
Yeah, this was a good game for Clay County for that purpose. You know, as we're heading into this postseason stretch, as Coach said, we finish off the season with 4 home games. We got Red Bull and Macon County. Both of those teams are down this year. We finish up with Gordonsville, then East Robertson. So Clay County won't see another team as good as this Pickett team until they run into Pickett again in the postseason.
Let's not overlook East Robertson. They've got a guy down there he's one of the better prospect in the state of Tennessee also in this class.
They did. They gave us a pretty good game last year.
You know whose father played up at UT back when I coached?
Yeah, Taylor Groves.
Yeah.
And, but they're struggling a little bit this year. I checked them out, looked at their record. They're not having a great year.
Yeah. But I think maybe Groves didn't play early on. I don't know whether he had some lingering football problems or what. But
folks, that's been the Bulldog Wrap-Up brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes in Hermit Springs. Going to play one more quick promo. Come back and announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games on the Farm Bureau Post Game Show. You're listening to the Farm Bureau Post Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the...
Back here for the final time on the Horizon Sports Network Farm Bureau Post Game Show, and it's time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's contest. Two great players tonight, Thomas, we ended up going with. Rachel Copas on the girls' side, Gunnar Silk on the boys. Talk about these two athletes.
Well, they're one and the same pretty much, Daniels. They're the floor leaders for each of these teams, the Lady Bulldogs and the Bulldogs, and they do basically the same thing. They can knock down a three from the outside. They get the offense going, looking for their teammates as far as Grant Strong and Katie Arms, the leading scorers. They rebound. They do the dirty work. They play defense. And honestly, I hadn't really thought about that until you said their names together. These are the floor leaders for these Clay County teams, Rachel Copas and Gunnar Silk. Talking about Rachel here tonight, she had 10 first half points to kind of keep Clay County in that game. They led by 6 points until that let down there in the second half. Had to count them, Daniel, three three-pointers in the contest. We talked about her rebound and her assist. There's just not much more you can say. She's been doing it for a long time, and she did it well tonight, even though it was in a losing effort.
She did. Pleasure. I love watching her play. She plays so fast. An emotional player, and had another great performance tonight. If you listen to this boys' contest, you know why we chose Gunnar Silk. Zach Hammonette, was it five?
Yeah, 5 points.
5 points. Silk all over him. He ended up defending Wattenberger some during the second half.
Yeah.
Kind of neutralized him during that time. And, you know, what a pleasure for Coach Edwards. You know, every night he goes out, he picks out the guy he wants to stop, and he says, Gunnar, you've got him.
That's right. And most of the time, you know, like I say, the guy you want to stop is one of these guys that's averaging 25, 30 points a night. Well, nobody averages 30, but Grant Strong. But playing well. And Gunnar Silk, just night in, night out, Daniel, he does that. Well, on top of that tonight, he had 14 points. You know, we talked about him having 13 in the first Pickett County win. In the pregame, I kind of called him out. We need some points out of Gunnar Silk tonight, and he gave it to us. Had two big three-pointers there, perfect at the foul line, and some big buckets. But you're right, it's his defense. To hold a guy that's averaging 25 points to 5 points, a so-called Mr. Basketball candidate, there's several out there, of course, and Zach Hammonette's one of them. It's just super amazing.
It is. And if Gunnar Silk's not the defensive MVP of District 6A, then it's a crying shame.
That's right.
Tonight's TDS top performers, Rachel Copas and Gunnar Silk, and they were brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Until this coming Friday evening, when we'll be broadcasting live from Joe Sims' gym as Clay County takes on Red Bull and Springs. For Joe Sims, Thomas Watson, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong, wishing you all a good night.